Hello, welcome to another Cage Club Revisited, episode 30.
Hola.
National Treasure Book of Secrets from 2007. I'm Joey Lewandowski.
And I'm Mike
Hansen. Do we do these intros? I don't know if we do these intros.
Well, we're doing it now, so what's up?
Another little advance reminder, and not an advance reminder, just a reminder, watch the movie while you listen to this. This won't really make sense. I mean, it's not going to make sense anyway.
No, but these are designed, yeah, as sort of commentaries along with the film while you watch them.
2 weeks ago, we released National Treasure with the Hoff Bros. Today, we are back with the Hoff Bros. Kyle and Brian. Hello, Kyle and Brian.
Hi.
Foodie Films, High School Slumber Party. Get them now. Okay, here's the real question. We're not 2 weeks later. Now what movies are coming out? So this is coming out the week of Sep 13. You know? So your September 12th episode, your September 14th episode.
I don't know.
Let's see, my September 12th episode, wait.
September 14th.
14th. Oh, wait, but there's one before it, right? Okay, so, I don't know which order, but one of them is the one you were on.
Cool.
Last Picture Show with Tobin as well.
Yep.
Great film, if you haven't seen that film.
Yep.
And then I'll be breaking the rules a little bit.
Uh-oh. 8th grade?
Yes, by doing the film.
Gucci!
8th grade, yes. Very popular now. Very good film.
Still great. In theaters.
You see it?
Yes, but I'm going to see it again because I want to, this time, take notes. Yeah, and Jordan will be on that episode.
Ooh.
Or is on that episode if it's already out. I'm not sure.
Cool.
But good stuff.
We are today watching National Treasure 2, Book of Secrets, which I didn't know that the 2 was in there, but on the DVD case it says National Treasure 2, Book of Secrets. We're watching the DVD.
Yep.
Mike, where's the DVD remote? You want to get ready? It's on the floor. I already set up the subtitles.
Here we go.
It seems like on the DVD that it was like
well, we'll see if it's on the title.
Yeah.
Not.
It looks like one of the, you know, you see baseball cards, like the refractor.
Yeah.
Like the really the shiny fancy cards.
Is it raised? Yeah.
Ooh, it's embossed. Press play in 3, 2, 1, play. Here we go. In theory. There we go. Cool.
This takes a sec.
This is Disney?
Yeah, the Bruckheimer stuff.
Is Turtletop is back for this, right?
Yes, I believe so.
No, he's like the
Cage
guy.
Cage smokes or does drugs.
Probably,
right?
I had that one, too.
He might smoke.
Spoiler alert, he does die in this movie.
Go to cageclub.me/games to download our Cage Club bingo card. Play along with us as you watch the movie. Pause it if you need to. Go get a good bingo card and then come back to it.
Did the other one have the Disney opening?
Where's 8th grade even playing anymore? Is it out of theaters already?
No, it's playing. I mean, at least...
Oh, you live in the city.
Ah, sorry.
That's okay. It was playing around here last week.
That's a Indiana Jones, like the Mountain of Paramount.
Mm-hmm, turns into... Oh, look, National Treasure, no 2, just Book of Secrets.
Yeah, they did. They just
had
to tell you that.
They just did it for the box.
So now we have more of a Civil War motif in this one.
Yes. Subtitles, if anybody has subtitles. We just got a place card. 5 days after the end of the Civil War.
Mm.
This is a flashback.
That's right. Oh, I didn't even look at my card.
Twin Peaks connection.
Mijo.
Civil War reenactment.
Yes.
Well, there's a different...
Is that a...
It's not a flashback yet, is it? Because this is where the movie starts. Technically, everything else will be flashing forward.
Don't sass me.
I ain't sassing. Just, you know, stickling.
Ooh. Why is that kid chomping on?
Maybe a cigar.
Could it be drugs, and could that be a young...
So is that Christopher Plummer, the little kid?
No, that's way...
No, this is 1865.
So that's Christopher Plummer's granddad.
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah, something like that. Well, I think it would be cool if they, like, you know, if he was that old.
I want... How many cages have we technically seen? So we saw the one on the horse carriage.
Cages or gates?
Cages, yeah, gates.
Seen one cage.
Yes. 1, 2, 3.
Wait, is one of the... Is that supposed to... Is that...
That's a gates.
There, yeah.
No, I know the guy. Not...
Horse grunts? Do we have horse grunts?
It just says grunt. Oh, cage grunts.
Cage grunts.
So is it better to watch as a listener with the subtitles as well? Because we're
probably
watching with the
subtitles. Probably.
Yeah, so guys, watch it with your subtitles.
Email us, mailbag@cageclub.me, if you're listening to this. Somebody's got to be listening to these. I see the download number.
So
trying to people download it.
Oh, is this the... This isn't... Okay, this so when Lincoln gets shot? That would be amazing if they did that.
It is.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah.
I totally forget everything. Wait, that was only 5 days after the end of the Civil War?
Yeah, technically.
No shit.
There's a month in the Civil War at the end where, like, so much stuff happened.
Yeah. I mean, I saw the movie Lincoln, and I knew it was all going on, but I just assumed that, you know, months later, he went to the theater.
Oh, Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh. Wow, it's crazy he came back just for the back of his head.
That's how dedicated he was.
He knew so he
this,
would
this was a warm-up, because this was before Lincoln. This was his
audition. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So who doesn't lock that
is that door? Really? Did he jump down like that?
Yeah, 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 absolutely.
He broke his leg when he landed.
What's crazy is that the Booths are, like, legendary actors, and to win the Booth Award is, like, an extremely prestigious award and stuff.
Of course, yeah. Edwin Booth.
The fact that there's such a disgraced family member.
Our friend,
John Harden,
who's
been
he just played John Wilkes Booth in a play.
Oh, cool. Oh, what's he doing? Word search?
It's a treasure map.
I thought it was interesting. It just shows
some
that
mutton chops.
The Gates are not...
The Gateses?
The Gateses, yeah. They're not just looking for the national treasure. They're looking for all kinds of treasure throughout their history.
Yeah, they want to preserve American history and the legacy of the Founding Fathers, it seems. I wish we knew why exactly. Like, were they cut out of something?
No, because of that, like... From the National Treasure thing, when the stagecoach, Charles Carroll's stagecoach driver.
Oh, so he was the boy from the first flashback. This man.
That actually makes sense.
Yeah, and now this is his son.
Yes.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
That actually
is cool.
Are
you sure? Because
I'm not positive.
Revolutionary times, we're like 80 years later.
No, because that's not Revolutionary times when Andrew Jackson was.
Oh, it's early 1800s.
It's Charles Carroll was the last signer to die, okay. So. That
right,
makes sense.
So, you know what we could do? We could put these two movies in chronological order and watch them as one giant.
That Godfather cut.
The saga cut, yeah.
The recut everybody's been waiting for.
A little.
Or the new Topher Graces.
That's right, because he does those edits. Yeah, the fan edits.
He just did one for
Hobbit.
The Hobbit, yeah. Cut it down to like 2 hours.
Apparently, his Star Wars cut is like amazing, but he has resources that can do like a lot of times when you watch those on YouTube, they're choppy because music cues don't match when they try and do different scenes and stuff. But I have a feeling if you're like a Topher Grace, you have resources to like smooth that out.
See, that's why I think this could have been a franchise, because like now they have money. And they could...
You're talking about a franchise like Ray Kroc? Franchise.
What a Ray Kroc
shit.
Hashtag
foodie films.
I was going to say, hashtag foodie films.
By the way, the keeping the pick in the... Yeah, that is legendary right there.
Thank you.
Has anyone ever done that before?
Like, what's that?
I mean, that's like keeping a cigarette behind your ear. Has anyone ever done that, or did you come up with that?
I mean...
You've seen it?
I think there's I think that's probably Guinness World
Oh, most toothpicks in your beard?
So Kyle has a toothpick in his beard currently, for those listening.
Yes.
And that's what they can comment on.
Which
I had one in my mouth, but then I was like stammering and not. Being
Plus, you got to make room for that.
You know, I'm
that
a big
old
Ed
gum
Harris
soon.
Oh, is this Mother?
Yes, we have Adam.
No. Oh, yes, he is Adam. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ed.
Still didn't see it.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah. Wait, no. I guess.
Yeah, he's Adam.
No, because I thought Jennifer Lawrence and.
No, they're God and.
Oh, okay, I was going to say nature. Adam and Eve.
Oh.
She's Mother Earth. He's God.
Yeah, and then Adam and Eve, and then Cain and Abel. Yeah.
And then...
It's one of the many readings.
And then they don't brace the fridge, that's the flood. That's like Noah's Ark flood thing. I liked it a lot.
Tobin hates it.
Shit, I might rewatch that soon. Maybe for Halloween.
One thing I don't... So, he's trying to tell him that, like, the Gates family was involved in the Lincoln assassination.
Right. That's responsible for plotting... The death of Lincoln.
And even if they were, let's say that ends up being true. Spoiler alert, guys. Like, it's hundreds of years ago. No one's going to like be like, it's your fault.
No, not that it's his fault, but they're trying to discredit him and, take his credit away, like, ruin his name, that whole thing. Like, Ed Harris is like, I should be who you are, but because of your family, my family's disgraced. So he's got, like, this weird family vendetta.
Fair.
Against Cage. I'm not saying it's right.
It's I feel like Ed Harris is a pretty big get for the sequel.
Oh, yeah.
That's why it feels weird that the three didn't come soon after, because they just got bigger and bigger.
I know. Like, they really could have made
a
franchise.
And it was going to be about what was in the book that, like...
Right, what else was in the book.
Yeah, that Captain Pike tells them to...
That's right. There's a certain page where it's like, check out page 51 or something.
I'm like, I don't remember... Oh. No, but... Yeah, it was going to be, and it was going to be more international. It was going to be set mostly in Europe. Nice.
But alas. I mean, you never know. You could always reboot something like this or bring it back down the line. I mean...
Well, don't reboot it, because then Cage isn't in it.
No, but I don't think... I have a feeling he won't be in the
oh,
next
Oh, school.
One. Oh, yeah. Cage is a professor. I have nothing yet. Oh, Time Jump. Duh.
Time Jump. Is that Billiards? Was Billiards played?
No.
No, I don't know the name of that
John
song.
John Voight's kind of an animal, right? Because Cage is on screen with an animal.
He might be on screen with an animal at some point.
We did Bangkok Dangerous ready for Revisited, right?
Yeah, I believe so. That's
that was it just us?
Mm-hmm. See, I like what Riley became. Like, I was very happy.
He became a border spokesperson?
No, he's like an Uncharted. He thinks he's like that guy from Uncharted. Yeah. Maybe he should have changed his last name a little.
From Poole? Mr. Poole.
We're going to see Red Sports Car in a minute make a return appearance. Oh, nice. Cage is top billed.
Is she being attacked?
No. Maybe, no, no.
Hmm.
That's such a mid-2000s woman.
What makes her that, in your mind? Her fashion?
Yeah, the fashion.
Wow, people actually know about Ben Gates
and
stuff?
Oh, he's a celebrity.
Well, yeah, I mean, he found the biggest treasure ever. I'm sure he was like,
but
I don't know.
Riley was standing right next to him. They don't know his name. He's the one who wrote the book.
I mean, that happens all the time.
Wait, people are finding Cage irresistible, and it's not even him. So if you've got that, which
well, I guess
don't.
I do. That's a good point.
So, just remember me, guys. I just gave you that
Red
one.
Sports Car.
There it is. This movie, by the way, filmed entirely on location in London. So
this film, really?
That, yeah, so they had to bring an American sports car over so that they could drive it later. Or here, I think this is...
What was that?
A Ferrari in the first movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he just said it's a Ferrari.
But I know it's like the American.
Oh, on the. Okay.
Yeah, it's it, right.
Oh, so he's got a crooked accountant? How is this part of the plot?
Oh, he lost all of his money. It's Total Rocky V. Yeah.
Yeah. But the thing is, like.
Someone made a threat already. That happened in, like, the first scene.
Yeah, what? No, that's. Yeah, no, you got that one for sure. You think it's just cake eating? It's cage eating. Hmm.
Girlfriend.
Living with his dad.
I do feel like in this reality where, like, every college girl knows who he is, he's probably doing okay. Unless he's truly smitten by Diane Kruger.
I think
case.
He's truly smitten. Like, because,
yeah,
look, he's about to break back into his own house, and when she shows up, he goes totally overreacts when she's with another guy.
I don't know.
For what?
I didn't remember that happened.
For people who are watching this movie for the first time by listening to us, email us at mailbag@cageclub.me. Also, go to cageclub.me/newsletter. Sign up for a newsletter. I'll send it to you on the first of the month every month. No more. I'm not going to spam you.
Oh,
see, that's so
part.
Like that's
oh.
So condescending.
Yeah.
Yes. So condescending, not on here.
And and she was completely right about you. Who would have thought?
Yeah, I mean, she is right.
Wait, that's accentuating a word. So.
Was there opening credits? No, right?
No, these movies have closing credits.
But is Top Billed in the credits?
He's Top Billed.
Yeah. Okay. No, that can't. Yeah, that can't.
Okay.
So yeah, you're doing well.
Has there been an X-File connection?
No, I don't think so.
But I think I think you'll find that easily. Yes.
Oh. Oh, right. Oh, Ty Burrell. This is Ty Burrell, right?
Yeah, Ty Burrell is really good in this.
Oh, Riley shaved off that stuff on his face. Good.
Well, now he's a 30-year-old man, basically. He's a grown-up.
He dresses like a grown-up, too. Also, he's rich. He could afford to shave it now.
What clever repartee.
Let me give you a tour of the house, starting with the bedroom.
No, because this character is exactly who you wouldn't want to date your ex-girlfriend.
So if we are doing the Jeff Goldblum game again, it's got to be the Ty Burrell role.
Oh, yeah. Either that or the president. I'd like to see him play the president when they get to his birthday party. There's an escape tunnel.
We already stopped an alien invasion.
Treasure will find a way.
Oh, I love Riley.
Oh, Riley.
I'm just so... Dr. Chase is... Why did they have to upset her so much? It's just... don't like the way they treat her.
A woman yet?
Compromise is sex.
That's between films. So
that's good.
So is Modern Family already on the air, or is it not?
I think so. But he was in Dawn of the Dead. He was in the Dawn of the Dead remake.
I think we're still like a year or two out from. I mean, yeah, he.
That's where I knew him from. When I saw him on the show, I was like, I don't really buy him as like a nice guy dad because I knew him as an asshole.
Yeah, he was a jerk and.
Banging a woman in the montage to the Richard Cheese song.
Right. Down with the sickness.
And he's also...
He's a sniper in Black Hawk Down.
Is he really?
Yeah. I didn't like
which is
that.
Very weird.
Yeah.
He's also in The Incredible Hulk, which is...
That's right. Yeah, yeah. He plays...
The MCU one, or is it...
Yeah, the MCU one. Yeah. Yeah. Rick Jones. They set up and never brought back the Hulk's best friend. One of the early Avengers.
I hear that's real bad.
Hashtag. But see their passion for finding.
I liked how they totally roasted Ed Norton at the Bruce Willis roast for being in that movie, though. They're like, yeah, like so, you know, all the jokes were along the lines of, yeah, it's a good thing you didn't stick with that, because that didn't go anywhere.
See, this is where they're like...
Oh, yeah, they are at each other's throats.
But they love a...
I don't think she loves him at all.
No, I was going to say, they love antiques.
Oh right,
they love,
yes,
like,
they
that kind of stuff.
They have
that's
shared interests.
She loves history.
They see, on paper they belong together, but you know, when you come down to it, they're not compatible. They're too similar.
No mud.
I'm surprised Riley didn't say something stupid like, you know, if you assassinate another public world figure, they'll forget all about that one.
That's the plot.
And yeah. Right. Who can we kill to forget about us killing Lincoln?
Oh, man.
He was later pardoned? Is that real?
No, Mudd was one of the conspirators.
Oh.
And his name still lives in infamy.
Yes.
Here we go with the different light frequencies.
This is in her house.
This is in their house.
Their house. They definitely, like, built
no,
a lab.
Wait, is it, or did they go somewhere?
I think they went to her facilities.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they went to, like, her workplace.
A lot of eyeglasses in this movie.
I'm always surprised when more than one character or one featured character wears
glasses.
They're
all looking like birds right now.
Because they're hard to light sometimes.
Because, you know.
It's a Cypher. Uh-oh. Watch out for Cypher. He's not trustworthy.
There's an accident. It's a goddamn car accident. You gotta get me out of here.
Would you circle?
I still don't understand why that's a problem.
He stuttered. Mm.
People think that's a problem?
Why, like, a car accident in the Matrix requires him to, like, immediate extraction?
Oh. Well, you know the physics of the Matrix. Like, you stay off the highway, all that kind of thing. Like,
unless you're not Reloaded.
Yeah. I don't know.
Was there a montage?
Maybe he was just thinking on his feet. And he's not a quick thinker.
Lincoln needs to learn how to drive a motor... Never mind.
I mean, I think a lot of this movie's inspired by boredom, too.
By boredom?
Okay, there's X-Files or Twin Peaks connection, if you want to cross that off.
Oh, they brought this guy back. I didn't realize that.
Oh, my gosh.
The guy from The Departed.
And there's also...
a very happy
Harvey Keitel in Suspenders again.
Wacky outfit, where's that?
Because those are his...
He's kind of looking like a J. Jonah Jameson here.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
He's looking more
I want Spider-Man!
Where's that Spider-Man? Son of a bitch.
That doesn't sound like a... What's his name?
Plus, they're reading a newspaper. Like, it's definitely...
Daily Planet. Daily Bugle.
Bugle?
Yeah.
Isn't there another one? He's never played in as a different character?
Who? Who's that?
There's no different J. Jonah Jameson?
Nope. Hmm. Not live action. They never recast him for the Andrew Garfield movies. He never worked at the Daily Planet. And then in the new ones, Tom Holland, they haven't established Daily Planet yet. Daily Bugle, yeah. Daily Planet, Superman, whatever. And it's the Flatiron Building.
Yeah.
Which is, I always thought was cool in the comics. But not so cool for whoever actually has an office there.
Yeah, well. Movie magic.
It's on the internet, son. Which means we've lost. MSN.
Ooh, they upgraded from Yahoo to MSN, yeah.
Was that Danny Glover?
No.
Imagine if they got him for that one shot.
He looked like Danny Glover from Royal Tenenbaums.
From theater to theater across the country, people said, is that Danny Glover? And everybody's like, I don't think so.
Do you think they have him wearing the glasses more in this one so he looks more like John Voight? Oh, or so he could dramatically take them off.
Probably.
Like that.
Yeah. You're right, a lot of glasses wearers. Everyone take a shot when you see someone wear glasses in this room.
Punch the person next to you in the arm.
I'm wasted.
So you're down with his motivation.
Is he freaked out?
Like, you think it's...
Well, I mean, you know, yeah, to clear his family's good name. Yeah, I'm down with that.
Freaked out. I think that counts.
I like it because it's not like they're looking for actual gold this time, really, or anything, right?
Oh,
like, they just
kind of
end up stumbling upon a treasure, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And what they find is, like, some kind of underground pyramid thing.
Look like you're doing well to me, Kyle.
I think it should also be noticed... Oh, he's got the, behind him on the shelf, that's, like, the Freemason...
The sextant?
Is that what it's
called? Yeah, I saw a sextant.
You talking about the gold thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a sextant.
This movie, by the way...
Why do I know that word? Maybe because I looked up the word sex in the dictionary as a young child.
This had, like,
oh,
half
no,
a script,
that's
I think.
Definitely.
If you go online and check it out, like, they made up, basically, like, the end of this movie and, like, most of the stuff that happens when they get back to America.
Huh. That's cool. Do you think how many years between these two?
Three.
Technology hasn't changed too much. I'd be interested now if they made it to see the role of technology.
Oh yeah, I mean they'd be Google phoning and iPhoning and Yahoo phoning.
Just even like GPS tracking and stuff.
Yeah, but they'd be doing Bing on their iPhone and
Bing.
Oh, I forgot that they meet the villain.
Oh, boy.
What?
Who do you like better as a villain, Ed Harris or Sean Bean?
I feel like Ed Harris is more involved here. He feels a little more personal.
Sean Bean more general. He just wants
money.
He's
just a treasure hunter.
Just kind of like skipping the War of 1812, like, that it goes from British bad guy to Southern bad guy?
Amen.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I guess nothing happened.
I mean, that still
no.
counts.
Sorry about Revolutionary
War of 1812.
War.
Yeah, but we have, you know, there's no Mexican bad guy for the Mexican
French and
War.
Indian War. I mean, there's a lot of wars. There were a lot of early wars, you know.
I would love for Antonio Banderas to be, not that he's Mexican, but...
So, Gael Garcia Bernal.
Yeah.
Diego Luna.
Fun.
Well, Antonio Banderas
fun.
Was El Mariachi, which I think makes him honorary Mexican.
Yeah, that's fair.
He's just El.
El. I didn't know you were
Has
El.
Been, wait,
and he's not even the original.
There was overt sexism, right? In the... Like, oh. you said in that...
Totally.
Sure.
Bingo. Yeah. See, wow. I have a bad board, You had the best board.
You bungoed?
Yeah.
What are the five you got?
Overt sexism.
Yep.
Cage
is on the phone.
Attractive woman finds Cage irresistible.
Yep.
Cage freaks out.
Yep.
Cage is on the phone. Cage is top building credits. So
yeah,
not
so
even the free space.
20 minutes and 30 seconds in.
Good board.
I don't think I'm going to... This is... It's difficult...
No, we could have played loser has to pay. Like the
yeah,
last
that's
place
yeah, but like we have multiple people. Like Mike and I,
last
Mike
place
and I,
loser.
Mike, like. Mike and I didn't get bingo, so
oh, so you could split it. I'm gonna see how if this board is. I feel like there's something in this board. That's another thing I like throughout the film that nobody read his book.
Who, Riley's book?
Yeah.
Yeah, but except for the woman at the end, right? She's like.
Oh, yeah.
Spoilers.
Keep playing. No, you can play the long game
I know,
still.
So,
yeah, you gotta.
So I put it back in
the long con?
I haven't seen an overreaction yet.
I'm gonna cross off extreme facial expression because when Cage was yelling on the phone, he was kind of.
Was he wearing a hat?
I don't think so.
There hasn't been a gif worthy scene, right?
No, there will be, but there hasn't been yet.
Yeah. He hasn't driven yet.
Here we are. Let's just pick up in France.
It's globetrotting, this movie.
Yes, the other Statue of Liberty. Oh, this would be a drone nowadays.
Yeah.
Man, that's so little compared to it. Oh, no, it is. It is little. I was like, the Statue of Liberty is not that big.
Uh-oh, French police.
Look out for the frogs. Rub it.
Was this still in, like, French-hating America era?
Probably. Freedom fries?
So. Freedom fries, yeah.
Yikes.
How is that a thing?
Because people are fucking idiots.
Fries.
Just my disgust.
very true.
You know, not the skew.
Very true.
Oh, I like how it went from like the blurriest camera of all time to like, oh no, I can read. We can read verbatim text
like
from
100 pixel resolution to 1080p.
Yep. It's like zoom in, zoom in, zoom in.
Yeah.
Okay. May all right, we got it.
Yep. Blade Runner. 2049.
That's the place from Inception, right? That city.
The bridge. They are in. Yeah, they're in France in Inception.
Actually, is this the bridge that she makes?
Yeah, not that she makes, but the one that she messes with, right? Yeah.
That she does the mirror. She puts the mirror up, and then so. She like takes the mirror down, and, like it's just at the beach. All of a sudden, like it's a bridge to the beach or whatever.
Yeah, they shoot it the other way because I don't think we see this. The
we definitely don't see the Eiffel Tower.
Eiffel Tower at all in that movie.
And twins.
I love how he just figures this out. Just cage logic.
No. If those cops were women, he'd be mansplaining.
Oh, the two desks.
But he's just French-splaining right now.
Yeah, French-splaining.
This reminds me of, like, Black Dynamite, where it's like, where they're trying to do, like, the connections from one thing to another.
Yeah.
Anaconda malt liquor!
Ah, the Resolute desk. Very true.
That's how you spell voila. Huh.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I've never had to write
voila!
You should take French classes now that you're doing foodie films.
The art of cooking. You should do, or you could do, bonus episodes where, like, you just basically you pull a Julie and Julia and just do podcasts about you learning Julie Child's cookbook.
Well, no, it would be best learning a recipe from like movies that I do.
Also true.
That's more towards
the, like doing the chef's grilled cheese.
The chef's grilled cheese, the Cubano,
You Austin just carve a butter statue.
Yeah. Learning how to butter carve, that's got to be. You
eat somebody.
Yes.
All those cannibal films we're going to be getting to.
I should have recorded
that.
Are
you going to do Cannibal Holocaust?
Huh?
Are you going to do Cannibal Holocaust?
I don't know what that is.
It's a cannibal movie. I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory.
Well, I mean, I can. I'm sorry. I've never seen it. I don't know it as a movie.
I've never seen it either, but...
I've seen it multiple times. Also, remember I was telling you about the Giraffe House feasts?
Yeah.
I went to a feast for the Cannibal Holocaust.
Nice.
I'm just not a big horror. But obviously, I'm not, like...
Chainsaw Massacre... You know, Chainsaw Massacre 2 would fit a little better because there's an actual chili contest in that movie. And it's more about chili and all that kind of thing.
Flip phone. That's a Motorola Razr, I believe.
Oh, look at a bag of Motorola phones.
That guy's somebody.
Everyone's somebody.
Yeah. No, but he's like...
Everybody's someone, somebody.
Yeah, no, he looks familiar.
He's got light blue eyes.
Oh, cool. How to clone a phone. That's all it takes? Nice. How can I turn my Nest Mini into a phone?
Oh yeah, now that it is officially called the NES.
What do you mean?
Nintendo came
it's always
out
been
said,
the NES.
No, Nintendo came out and said it's definitively called the NES.
Oh, well. Too late, Nintendo. I've been calling it the NES since I was like 9.
Is it really called the NES?
Yeah.
Which
the is
Nintendo
why
Entertainment
that
Earthbound
character makes sense.
Yeah, his name is Nestor. But what doesn't make sense is that he's from a Japanese-only game called Earthbound, which was actually called Mother, and in...
Nestor Carbonell?
And in Japan, it wasn't called the NES, it was called the Family Computer, and they shortened it to Famicom. So yeah, it's all very sense. Mixed up, anyway.
Wait, whose phone did they clone?
Probably one
they
of his.
They went into his home, so I think they cloned the...
He's listening in, so...
Yeah.
Oh, are they at the Statue of Liberty in America?
Yeah.
Those doofuses.
Ha ha.
They're not really there either, probably. It looks like kind of a green screen shot, but what are you gonna do?
Ben Gates.
I like the lighting color they went for here, like in the house and stuff. It's very warm. Whoa.
Buckingham Palace.
Dramatic tonal shift. Hello.
Montage.
Oh yeah. By the technical term.
I'm surprised you haven't seen Cannibal Holocaust.
No, it's been on my Halloween list for like
it's not
four or
a
five
good movie.
Years. No, I know that, but I heard it's like partially regaled as one of the first found footage films before it was even
I think
a thing.
He's technically been a broken man.
Because technically, it's
like
part
yeah,
of a
right?
mockumentary or not mockumentary, but like fake documentary style or something.
Oh, you know what's about or no?
Yeah, they go into the jungle. It's basically the Green Inferno, right? Like they go into the jungle and find a bunch of cannibals.
Well,
and
sort
get
of,
eaten
but I mean, like there's a little bit more of a framing around
like,
it.
Does
like,
he actually sing in this scene? Okay. Like, does he slide down?
Yeah, the banister.
Oh, that's the best thing in the movie.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's going to be GIF and singing.
A documentary crew goes down to
that,
South America.
The last board I had would have had a lot of that, because that's also... It's also creating... like there's like a distraction one or something like that, or... I don't know.
and they go missing.
And that was technically, even Cage's stand on something weird.
And also he says, "Hello, governor."
Oh, yeah, yeah. No,
and so that's going to be accentuating oddly specific word. I'm going to get three and just like...
And that said bad so. Accent, if you have that.
He did the so thing, where it was literally a rant about a specific word that he was accentuating too much.
Yep.
Okay, so the crew goes after the other crew?
And yeah, they find the tape and they try to see what happened.
Cool.
But what happened
I'm putting
was
together
that
my Halloween list now.
The movie was so controversial and everything that like are so well shot or so under the radar that the director made the people who were acting in it, the people who went missing, not appear in
the
public.
Cool.
And so the guy went to jail. He went to court, then he went to jail because he wouldn't admit that it was fake.
Yeah, it's fraud. There's that Nathan for you.
No, it's not fraud.
He fucking murdered people in the movie.
Oh, I see. Okay. Damn. So eventually he had to be like, okay, come out of hiding. And pointing.
Is he running?
Not yet. No, but it's overreaction and
for sure.
Yeah, there's no way I could win this.
I think a woman is attacked in this scene.
They're boning right now, right? They're compromising.
Look, no, they're literally zero.
No, they're actually trying to compromise. Oh, here we go.
Bobby's.
And here it goes again.
Whee!
What's this guy from?
He's someone, something, but there was some weird connection between that guy. He's not an actor per se or anything, but...
That's Haggis. Scottish. I had Haggis.
It's part of the UK, though, right?
Yeah.
It is part of the UK.
The Queen still rules.
But not England.
No, I didn't say... Yeah, I know. I'm not that dumb.
Kyle, have you had Haggis?
No.
It's really good.
Is it good? Isn't it, like, stuffed intestines? And...
It's sheep.
Sheep intestine.
Yeah. I had it in, like, this, like, little puff pastry. It was really, really good. I'm glad I didn't know what it was before I ate it, but
it was really delicious.
You didn't
know.
I don't think knowing what it was will keep me from trying it.
I learned what it was
from
Armageddon.
I just need to know that I'm getting it done well. It's being done correct.
That guy's not an actor?
I can't remember. There was some weird connection between him and...
Because I've seen him.
Who, the guard?
Yeah. I remember mentioning
Cage
him on
the
podcast.
Cage is in prison? I don't have that.
Okay, Cage is in jail. Yeah, that is a... I would count that for this.
Yeah, for sure. Kind of an awkward sex scene.
Did you laugh maniacally?
No.
No.
I have that too. I'm definitely not going to win this one again.
No, I literally have no row that where I could possibly win it. So I get
it's up. A mat with different conclusions.
Once he's driving, I could win it again if he drives.
Well, good for you.
With the worst board.
I'm gonna steal the Declaration of Independence. We
just
did
that.
Who
shows up?
Yeah.
Huh. Helen Mirren shows up.
Shows up.
She's his mom.
She's.
Wait, she's whose mom? Cage's mom?
Cage's mom.
Yeah, she's Cage's mom.
So she's Cage's mom, and she's also Jason Statham's mom?
Yeah.
She's coming back for Hobbs and Shaw. Which
all of her kids are bald, I guess? No. Well, Cage isn't in this movie, but.
Yeah. It's understandable that she would come back for Hobbs and Shaw, but that's, you know, great.
Novelizations.
Novelizations?
There are official novelizations. Oh, the part two is a junior novel.
Still, can't.
No, they're still good. They're not that bad. The Jurassic Park 3 junior novelization is off the chain. Like, Dr. Grant has an existential crisis, like, in Ellie's driveway in the beginning of that book. He's like, it's crazy.
He's definitely more like...
He's more Cage in this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like we said, he had a measured performance last time. Yeah. Not so much here.
He's a little unhinged here, but I feel like that's how you make the second one bigger. You know what I mean? Like he's normal in the first one,
and also he's being like accused of things. Well, I guess I don't know. His family. He's
gone through a heart like a. Yeah. Not a
Randy Travis is in this movie somewhere as himself. Oh, is he playing? Maybe he's playing at the president's birthday.
Oh yes, I believe.
Holy
it.
Shit!
I do think it's weird. Like she's calling him out on this, but like he notices that she's wearing the perfume that he bought her while he's smelling flowers. Like, That seems like the wrong time. Like, I wait, they want to have a conversation in that room, but like...
Alicia Coppola as FBI Special Agent Spellman.
Ooh.
We might have Alicia Coppola.
But we've seen her, but is she a Coppola Coppola?
I think we looked her up, and I don't think she is.
No, Huntington, New York?
Yeah.
You don't know.
No, because I remember looking up a Coppola when we were doing Cage Club. That was like a different Coppola.
Yeah, contrary to popular belief, she's not part of the Coppola tree. She's the sister of film producer Matt Coppola, cousin of film producer Denise Denove.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Nice.
Still cool. So this Cage is true. Was like, are we long lost cousins? Let's figure this out.
History buffs, this is true. There are two Resolute deaths. Yes. The Queen has one. And the President, I don't know if Trump uses it, but the President can choose his death.
He said he wanted to. Ugh.
But, I mean, I'm not sure.
Why? Because you know he's going to carve, like, Trump into...
Most presidents pick it because it's the desk with the coolest story.
Yeah.
But it's not, you know, you don't
have
to.
It's okay. Other presidents have just, you know, received oral pleasure underneath it.
Did Bill Clinton have the resolute desk?
No. We're talking about oral pleasure.
Will you kiss it?
Let's see.
Oh, another heist here, you know.
Tumblr. He's talking about Tumblr before it was a thing.
Well, this is the same. No, this is a year before Batman, before Dark Knight. I mean, before the Tumblr. Actually,
no,
I guess
Tumblr's
and Tumblr's Batman, Batman Begins.
No, I meant Tumblr like the website too and everything.
Yeah. Oh no, this is.
That's cool. The Resolute Desk. Let's see who's had it.
Wait, the guy who gets his car stolen by Ed Harris in London is the same guy who got his Hummer stolen by Sean Connery in The Rock, another of Jerry Bruckheimer's movies in which Nicolas Cage and Ed Harris star?
Good Interesting. Fact. Into it.
The document briefly seen in Riley's book is an autopsy report for Marilyn Monroe? What?
Sure, why not?
That's really weird. There seems to be a couple other Resolute deaths. I didn't know that. But let's see. Yeah, Trump used the Resolute desk. So did Obama, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton. So the last couple presidents since Reagan have used it.
John Voight's character lives in the same house used in Father of the Bride, Father of the Bride 2, and Mr. and Mrs. Smith, which Angelina Jolie lived
in. I remember that from when we did this episode.
Oh, okay. I'm just going through some trivia now.
I forgot that. I remember reading that when we did this episode a couple years ago.
The new Father of the Bride?
Oh, wow. It was changed to National Treasure 2 for the DVD release, so all the promotion for the actual theatrical cut didn't have a 2 on the poster.
That's interesting.
You know, it's my favorite thing about, like, this whole thing, and then obviously when they go to the Oval Office, is that Americans figured it out and the British didn't.
You're very America pride. America first.
Yeah, gotta help yourself before you can help others.
USA, USA, USA. Oh, Riley, you're so witty.
He is.
Having the foggiest.
This does feel more cartoonish, not in necessarily good ways, just sort of in like... We need to go bigger, so how are we gonna do it? We're gonna sort of get like sillier and goofier.
That guy's in stuff. Mustache guy.
Yeah, a lot of these people look familiar.
Well, I feel like, you know, it's a Disney movie, it's a Bruckheimer, it's a sequel, it's a movie that people are going to want to be in, because I'm sure a lot of these people, like, their kids probably saw the first one, they liked it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, let me be in this movie, and they're like, sure, why not? You're somebody that people will recognize, spend the entire rest of the movie like, who is that guy? It'll give bored parents a fun game to play while watching the movie.
Let's see, full cast.
It doesn't, like, without fail, every time we go to a lunch between Cage Club Revisited, we come back and everybody is sluggish.
I'm not sluggish. This is the same pace I was doing last time.
Sluggish? I've won bingo.
Yeah, he won bingo. What are you talking about?
I mean, I guess it is a sprint, not a marathon.
Oh, I'm one away. If anyone sees an airplane, let me know.
Well, they had to get there somehow.
There's a helicopter.
Right?
A helicopter's not an airplane. And we didn't see... Oh, it was a helicopter drone. Niche. You have to actually see the airplane, and I'm not even looking at the movie screen. Those guys look like soccer hooligans.
They are British,
so they must be,
or Southern, or something.
Oh, okay. That guy, the bald guy, not Ed Harris, the one who was like Buckingham Palace guards. He was in The Patriot.
Which one?
The one who was the guard. I've seen it from The Patriot.
I think it's funny when...
Who drives? Yes. Bingo. Second time.
There you go.
I think it's funny when, like, bad guys will pull out a gun, like, just running through a town. Like, you don't have jurisdiction here. What are you doing? Now I know you're shooting, but, like, you pull out the gun first. I guess that's, like, the movie thing, like, the menace. You know what I mean?
That's cool.
Kate should have just rammed that guy.
At the time, like, backup cams were, like, rather new, so it's like, oh, cool.
He's like,
I feel like a I feel like a Range Rover is a very bad guy vehicle.
Like a British bad guy, for sure. Yeah. Oh, don't kill the dog!
Aw, why would a dog lick a camera?
Because peanut butter cameras are very big in...
Peanut butter cameras in England? Yeah, I forgot. Good call.
Hashtag foodie film.
That's the foodie film insight that we're looking for. That's why you're here today. They love putting car chases in these movies.
It's a Bruckheimer.
Yeah, car chases are great. Even when they're not.
Wait, so the guy who had the SUV stolen here, he was the one from The Rock?
That was Brian talking.
That was not me talking.
That was your trivia.
About The Rock?
Oh, no, yeah, The Rock one. Yeah, no, I thought you said something about the guard.
Paul Walker.
Yeah.
Yes.
Paul Walker? Is that a rude death joke?
No.
Of cars. Are you getting them back for
Did you guys see I Am Paul Walker yet, or no?
No.
We're doing a bonus episode of it for You've Asked You Forever, which will be out by the time this episode
is it a documentary?
It's a documentary.
Is it
the only reason I would watch
watchable?
That is to, like...
I haven't watched it yet.
Support and listen to understand your...
understand me? That's fair.
Oh!
Paul Walker is an important part of High School Slumber Party. As he is in She's All That.
And a T-Rex.
Yeah, Tammy and the T-Rex.
Is that the Whoopi Goldberg movie?
How is that important to High School?
Is that the Whoopi Goldberg movie? No.
Yeah, it is.
What, Tammy and the T-Rex?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not.
Isn't it?
No.
Which one is which one's the Whoopi movie?
Theodore Rex.
Right.
When is Whoopi cast coming out?
I don't know.
When
is
your Cher cast coming out?
She hasn't made a bad movie, so... But she hasn't made many either. We could do Whoopi and Cher together.
Have you tried the Audacity edits that the tips I gave you?
Yeah, I'm slowly adapting into Audacity.
Is it better?
It's I still have to like get to learn the shortcuts with my hands, you know. But I think it will be in the end.
Well, it can't be longer than like 16 hours a week or whatever.
No. But it's getting better.
It's getting better all the time.
But you said that I could be on Eddie. For the Whoopi Goldberg podcast, because I like the Knicks.
Where are all the Bobbies?
Yeah, absolutely. She never made a part three. They never made Sister Act 3, unfortunately. Those two movies
that's
are great.
Weird that there's
no
Sister Act 3.
I mean, they definitely... They never even...
Harvey Keitel, first Sister Act.
Hey, there you go. Harvey Keitel, because he's in
Club.
This too. But I even thought, like, for sure, they would... That's something they would have just made, not even Sister Act 3, they just would have made another Sister Act eventually, even without Whoopi.
I thought that they did.
No.
With Regina
Unfortunately.
King.
Yeah, that seems like a franchise-y, like,
really kind of... Yeah, because of the music, and then, especially, like, I'm not into it, but like,
they have
all
play.
The church stuff, you know? Like,
yeah, I know. That's one of my grandma, she loves Sister Act.
Really?
And E.T., those are like the two.
It's really great. And Lauryn Hill's in the second one.
Lauryn Hill, really?
Yeah, she's like the star of the second one.
She's like the...
Oh, right, because he's going to get it stolen, right? But he needs a
yeah, but he's
going
to get that picture from Keitel, right? Something? Or no? I don't know. He's just going to lift it, hack it.
Uses God's eye.
That's right. Basically. Basically, before God's eye was like a thing,
Whoopi
everyone
Goldberg
could just do it.
Has been in 167 things?
Yeah, but a lot of them are small. Like, she was in the new Ninja Turtle movies, but she just has... She's like the boss at the newspaper.
TV
with
stuff.
She's
the J. Jonah Jameson.
She's the J. Jonah Jameson of New York One, yeah.
Oh, The View, you know.
Oh, yeah, she's on The View. She's on a bunch of TV shows.
Little Rascals.
Crazy. Little Rascals.
I mean, she's big.
That's
and then,
my mom.
Her
Whoopi. Best line in a film ever.
Her stand-up. She did tons of stand-up stuff.
I got a pickle.
That
never
Darla,
saw it,
Darla.
But...
Hey.
Directed by the Wayne's World... what's her name? I forget her. Yeah, Penelope Spheres, right?
Yeah.
But I never saw it. And then she also did
Like, how
Beverly
does
Hillbillies?
A cop not show up? And like
London,
be able to, like, get that guy.
And especially with that music playing in the background, like, you know something's going
to
happen.
Yeah, you know something. all this music is diegetic.
She's in Girl Interrupted with Winona.
I never saw Girl Interrupted.
Neither have I. That's what
I missed it.
You know who else is in Girl Interrupted?
Angelina Jolie.
Yes, who's the daughter of Nicolas Cage.
Oh, I pointed to the screen. I didn't realize we were...
Who's in Gone in 60 Seconds?
With? Giovanni.
Vinny Jones.
Timothy Oliphant.
And British, Joe Orlando.
Vinny Jones.
By the way...
Is in...
If you are looking for the best film cops in movie history... Gone in 60 Seconds, Delroy Lindo, and
Timothy Oliphant
solve the case halfway through the movie, and their boss tells them, stop it, you've solved the case too quickly, this is actually another case you weren't even supposed to be working. It's amazing. They're basically too good at their job.
Because we had, like, this theory through our Cage Club that, like, especially like a lot of the bigger directors like Michael Bay and stuff made the cops look like buffoons. Like, there was just, it seemed like there was some, like, anti cop sentiment, and then all of a sudden we get to Gone in 60 Seconds, we're like, oh wait, no, they're incredible in this movie.
Maybe it was Ty West has no contempt for the pigs, but I don't know. But also in that movie, you know, you have the Doctor Who, Christopher Eccleston playing a bad guy by the name of the Carpenter, who likes Jesus,
when it
the Carpenter.
Jesus.
Yeah, but my whole thing is the only reason he's called the Carpenter is because the word car is in the name Carpenter. So some idiot writer probably did. That's my theory. Why else would he be the Carpenter?
Because he likes doing woodworking.
Yeah, but why does he like to do woodworking?
It's
never.
Calming...
I would be one thing if he only made coffins for his victims, but he makes, like, tables and chairs. And
So we get a little bit of the lore here, which is, you know, they're. Lost City of Gold.
But thanks for bringing it back to.
No, because I want to talk about it. I enjoy the film.
Let's talk about it.
El Dorado.
Some
used to. You know, it's actually Wakanda, though.
Wakanda.
They thought it was in South America, but it was actually in Africa.
Well, El Dorado is also in. We were talking about it last movie. El Dorado is also in the Uncharted games.
That's right. Hmm. And it's also in, like, you know, the lore of Indiana Jones and stuff. So
there was an actual organization called the Knights of the Golden Circle, and they did.
Yeah, Kingsman,
the Golden
Circle led by Poppy.
Yes.
Yeah.
But not that.
Well, Charlie Tatum's part of the Golden Circle.
It wasn't even really about finding gold and stuff
maybe
like that. It was like Southerners who wanted to invade Mexico and Latin America and make them slave states so they could balance the Union. Yeah.
Mm.
So there's like a...
So they're the Golden Circle?
Yeah. And that,
so that makes more sense as to why the Southern Kingsmen are fighting the Golden Circle, because the Golden Circle are, like, originated as bad Americans.
Yeah.
In the South.
Huh. So they did actually shoot in University of Maryland. I know that because...
Oh. Yeah, they ended up coming back to America because they shot at Mount Rushmore, too, and stuff, but primarily... Most of it was done.
Mount Rushmore 2? What about Mount
Rushmore 1? No, because Mount Rushmore 1 was closed, so they had to do it at Mount Rushmore 2.
Dame Helen Mirren.
Yes, I would.
Saw her speak at...
Oh, yeah.
Well, one of my brothers went to University of Maryland here, that's how I know that, and then my other brother went to Tulane, and she was the guest speaker last year.
Oh, cool.
Wonderful speech. Wonderful speech.
Red, do you ever see those movies? The Red. Never made a Red 3 either, but she's one of them, Bruce Willis, and it's like the old retired hitman.
Twin Peaks reference in her speech...
Yeah.
That she gave because her, what do you call it, stepson owns a bar/burlesque club in New Orleans, which is Twin Peaks themed.
No kidding.
Interesting.
It's a, what's it called?
Like
what's
the place
called
then? The
One Eye Jacks.
Oh, yeah, the Roadhouse.
One Eye Jacks, yeah.
Do you have to pay David Lynch royalties for that?
I don't know. That's a good point.
They shut down like a Stranger Things theme bar or something like that because
I'll say this: like
Netflix wouldn't give
her stepson owns it, and she's married to like a Hollywood producer.
Yeah, and she's Judi Dench, right?
Yeah,
well,
she's not Judi Dench.
I meant, my bad. We were getting into the Dame stuff before, so
no,
Judi Dench on my Dame brain.
No, Helen Mirren. So like. It might have even been a handshake thing with him or something like, oh, do you mind if my son does
this? Oh, I'm sure.
Okay.
He was like, do whatever you want.
You're
a game.
Foreigners that like know a lot about American history.
Oh, yeah. Most people around the world know more about us than we know about anybody else.
Oh, yeah.
It's because we're more interesting.
You want to know about your enemies.
Wait, can I cross off New Orleans because Brian mentioned New Orleans in the story?
Ah. Yeah.
Cage surrounded by blonde women.
is that on here now?
She's doing a good American accent, so I can't even write bad accents.
Yeah, Foreigner, who's blonde.
Whoever could have known that Helen Mirren was a good actress?
Well, I mean, good actors do bad accents sometimes.
She's not doing an accent.
She's doing an American accent. Are you crazy?
Definitely a Southern accent.
Not really? Southern, but she's trying to do American. You know?
Come I just on. Thought that's how she spoke.
She's British.
She's British.
Yeah, I thought that's British.
You know, like... <That's> it just never crossed my mind every time seeing
Thank
this
you, okay, yeah.
No, I'm with yeah. you. Like, it didn't
Are
make
you really?
It's like Gillian Anderson, speaking of The X-Files, how she speaks with a British accent now, but, like, that's how she was actually born, like, the Scully. Her history is a very murky history, I can tell you that much.
Personal history?
Well, I mean, just in terms of her accent. Because everybody thought she was American, because even when she was...
Well, it's like Madonna, right? Everybody like,
oh, no, she's... from like Detroit, she faked that.
She's from Long Island.
Whatever, yeah, but she faked that British accent for years and years. Yeah, but even when she was younger, she never spoke with like her real voice is just like kind of deeper.
It's trashy.
And whenever you heard her, he would kind of try to put on like a Maryland thing early on. But whatever,
Princess Leia. The closest Leia, she's ever spoken to her true ways is like in A League of Their Own.
Yeah. No. Like, right. Yeah.
Trashy New York.
Right.
Yeah.
I always thought she was from Detroit. From New York.
I thought
know.
So.
Yeah, but
Madonna's real name is
Madonna.
No, it's not.
Madonna, hey Siri,
Madonna Jones.
I forgot what it is.
What's Madonna's real name?
Madonna Louise
Ciccione in Bay Ciccione. City.
Yeah, isn't Michigan, that a fake town? From, oh, okay. Oh, she is from Detroit.
Sorry, that's she's from
yeah. Bay City's also where Star City.
Bay City Rollers
and the Bay City Rollers are from Scotland, right?
I guess.
I thought you were a big Bay City Rollers guy.
Oh, huge. No. I know Saturday Night. That's about it. I mean, everyone knows that song.
S-A-T-U-R-T-A-Y.
Night.
Is that them?
Yeah.
The Bay City Rollers are like one of these bands that...
Well, they're like the Partridge Family that never had a show is what it feels like to me. That type of music was just like...
Well, they never got wholesome. As big here as they were in the UK, which were on like Beatles level in the UK.
Were they really?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of bands were like... Weird. Like the Kinks were huge over there. Like Kinks were big in America too, but I'm just saying like... I feel like the Beatles were bigger in America than everywhere else almost, and it just overshadowed a lot of other acts.
The British Invasion.
Oh, and Ty Burrell comes back.
I'm into music, you know, the Beatles.
I'm a real
like
Beatlemaniac.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's holiday
that's a rock
setting. So I could actually win. So I was wrong. I could actually win bingo if Cage has a visible tattoo at some point.
I don't think he does, but maybe he does.
It would have been awesome if like, he found out that he had a tattoo he didn't know about.
And it's like a clue.
Oh my god, that'd been awesome.
It's like a prison break thing.
Seersucker, nice. How does that little kid know?
Well, he said absurd. I thought he called the kid sir. I was like, that's kind of a cool thing.
I just like how Ben Gates argues with little children.
I feel like he just deals with Riley so much he's just used to it. You know what I mean?
I like the seersucker suit.
Listening?
Alright, now they're drawing attention.
Why does this kid know so much about history? You impossible child.
Seriously.
The way he delivered that. Oh, classic Ty Burrell.
The way Diane Kruger was just like, I know, what's your problem? You're arguing with children.
Why would he be at the Easter egg hunt? Like,
Who, Cage? On his own? Like, yeah. I'm just arguing with kids. I like to pick fight with children.
I actually like this. I'm all out.
Look at him duping Ty Burrell just so he can score some brownie points with Ms. Abigail Chase.
Again, more Cage in this. More.
Yeah.
Connor rocks.
Wait, so is the president in this movie?
Yeah, they go to his birthday party
it's Captain Pike.
And kidnaps President.
Who's Captain Pike?
From Seven. The new Star Trek movies. The first, Jeopardy. The J.J. Abrams ones. I'll show you a second.
Double Jeopardy guy.
Double Jeopardy. Ashley Judd?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But her husband in that movie.
It's the one she killed twice?
Is that what happened?
Tommy Lee Jones.
Well, she can't be accused of killing her husband twice. Even though I don't think that's like a...
But she's accused once, and then she can do it because she was accused.
But it's a different time.
Bruce Greenwood.
But he still, he was Bruce
no,
Greenwood.
No, that's not...
I know.
God Bless the USA?
Yeah, that's Bruce Greenwood.
That's not Lee. That's Lee.
That's Lee.
This guy was Greenwood. Oh, he's in iRobot.
He's in a lot of stuff.
And I proudly stand up.
Oh, he's Gerald's Game. He's the husband in Gerald's Game.
Oh, right.
Oh, wow,
right.
He played the president in Kingsman 1. Interesting.
Hmm.
No, is that 2?
He got his head exploded in the first one, then.
He's a 2.
No, it's 2.
That's crazy, because that's like a similar
thing. He's playing the president. He also played Kennedy in something.
And John Voight was president in Pearl Harbor. I got it. Stuck in finance.
So lots of presidents going on.
Look at this. Look at her flaunting her sexuality to distress.
Oh, my beautiful.
God. Just distracting.
No, those don't distract me. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
You're red-blooded American.
I know it was a while back. It was in season one, but in the Nathan For You episode, they do a promotion where they allow good-looking people to shoplift one item from a store in the hopes that they would bring a friend back to buy something, and the security guard wasn't considering anyone good-looking unless they had, like, huge racks, and Nathan, like, totally calls him out on it. It was insane. I just don't understand. Like, that show starts one place and ends up somewhere completely different.
Oh, man.
I can't believe this is supposed to be Easter. Right now,
somebody's already been there.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, again, Americans figured out before the British.
Well, these are the Americans.
No, well, I guess Americans. Past Americans. Yeah, past Americans.
Or maybe the Americans is in there.
Yeah, you know
Russians.
I was going to say that Nicolas Cage in this film is half British, but apparently not, because Helen Mirren's American in this film.
Yes,
I think this was my picture on the.
Look at that.
Does he have a bunny in his pocket?
I wish it was Ty Burrell. Does he have a bunny in his? Put the bunny back in the box.
You have that on your... Yeah, you have that on the square.
Oh, my God. Bunnies.
Cage is on screen with an animal.
Yeah.
I'll count it.
Yeah.
Cage is on screen with an animal, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, I got that, too.
Yeah.
Go for it.
On screen with an animal. Uh-huh. Has he stood on something weird yet?
He hasn't laughed maniacally.
His principles, you can consider them weird.
if he laughs maniacally, which I think he does... Oh, yeah, when he does the whole hand stuck in the thing.
Oh yeah, when he jokes, he goes.
You're gonna.
Third time's a bingo.
Once he eventually does the hand.
Do you have that game? Third time's a bingo on your show?
No, we just do third.
It's
times
only
a
three
right
now. It's
Ooh,
only three by
Diane
three by
Kruger.
Three.
That's a bingo.
Ah.
Right? Would you do that three by three by three on his show?
I know when
three is a cube.
Oh yeah, it's a cube. That'd be cool.
Cube bingo.
Whose idea was it again for the death trap basement rendezvous? Von Hammerschmack.
That all seems incredible.
What is up with Eli Roth, man? Because like he could be so good at acting.
It was almost Adam Sandler, though.
I feel like I could take him more as an actor than a director. Even though Knock Knock has its moments. Hostel has some moments.
It was free fucking pizza. Have you seen Knock Knock?
You got to see Knock Knock with
Keanu. Where Lorenza Izzo and Ana de Armas.
Ana de Armas. She's a
honeypot, I guess.
Yeah.
For Keanu Reeves. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Oh no! Free pizza. So
it is. It is. There's a line. He calls their bodies essentially free pizza.
Does he say it as?
He freaks out.
He's buried up to his head in his backyard.
No.
Or which one? Wait, which one is he? Is he Bill?
He's Ted Theodore.
He's Ted.
Yeah, that's okay.
He's Ted Theodore Logan.
I always wondered. I you know how it's like Bill S. Preston Esquire. Yeah. I always thought it was Ted Theodore Logan III for some reason before we rewatched it. But back in the day, I always thought he had the second or the third after him. It just would have been maybe a little bit funnier.
Go check out Keanu Club for that.
I forgot we did the cartoon as well. Or at least we did the first season, because Keanu and Alex Winter provided the voices for Bill and Ted for the first season of the cartoon.
And then they went away.
Right.
They went bye-bye.
And season 2 became what the first idea for the sequel to the movie was. They in the cartoon, they travel into literature, like books and movies and stuff.
Oh.
And the second movie was going to be that, that instead of going through time, they went and they met fictional characters this time, like narrative characters.
That's interesting.
So they ended up using it for season two of the cartoon.
Huh.
Does the president have a secret book? Harvey Keitel.
What?
He's got a secret book.
Cage is on screen with animals.
Yeah.
Again. Well, they didn't share the screen that time. It was a picture of a duck, and then it cuts Cage.
So did they shoot this in London, too?
They didn't shoot the whole movie. They showed a lot of it there. But it could have been green screened. Just don't know. Harvey Keitel looks like he's a CG creation in this movie for tons of time. He's like a wax figure. Listen, I had a friend named Jesus Christ, and you wouldn't listen to me.
I've
so Ben,
been living for
please,
a millennia.
Listen, don't be like Jesus.
Oh man!
Imagine if he got married to the president for like 10 minutes in this movie, and like that was part of the plan.
I'd marry the president.
Oh, sorry, Mr. President, but you gotta say I do. Why? Just say it.
There's a box behind him that's... Oh, is that
Mayflower?
Moving? Okay.
But,
Like at a stuff from the Mayflower.
No, but that's why it's there. Because American history, Mayflower.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely. Definitely.
That is big writing. There was a conscious decision.
I was thinking maybe they probably, like, sponsored or something.
No, I'm sure they were like...
Product placement.
I'm sure they found the Mayflower box and were like, we got to add this, like, set design or someone.
Yeah.
Huh.
You know.
This is like the big thing in this
movie.
Yeah,
I'm
going to kidnap the president of the United States.
Boom.
Because he doesn't... Imagine if he's like, I'm going to kidnap the Declaration of Independence. Or if he's like, I'm going to steal the president of the United States. But it's basically the same thing.
With another clue.
Apparently, Mount Vernon doesn't have a secret exit.
I'm in.
In the same way that the Alamo doesn't have a basement.
Oh, good time.
What's going on here now? Entirely new characters being introduced?
It's his president's staff.
Oh, they're preparing for his birthday?
Because they switch it to Vernon.
Right.
Mount Vernon. But what's funny about that is the reason they switched...
Vernon, New Jersey. It's at Mountain Creek.
the funny thing about that, it's not funny, but kind of the screwed up thing is they keep canceling a lot of these, and one of them because it was like related to Klan meetings, but like George Washington and Mount Vernon had slaves, so like it wouldn't be, you know what I'm saying, like they wouldn't like,
it's true,
no, but I'm saying they wouldn't like switch a Klan meeting one to a former plantation.
Plus, you know, this administration's looking for the places that had the Klan meetings.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there he is. Okay. Yeah,
they look similar, Bruce Green.
They look a lot alike.
You know what? He'd play him in a movie.
And it's not like that guy, Lyle, whatever, that guy, dude, like, he's acted a couple times before, right? Is that the guy who was married to Julie Roberts for a minute?
I don't know if you know Julie Roberts.
Is that Lyle Lovett?
Lyle Lovett. Not him.
No, okay, they look alike, too.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm like, that's true.
They do.
No, but that guy's acted in, what's his name,
And Lyle Lovett, I think, plays the dad in, like, New Guy, right?
Oh, what's his name's dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Who's it?
What's New Guy?
Is that
Yeah. It's a high school movie. Who's the bitch
with the kid
now?
With the kid from Road Trip?
Yeah, the kid from Road Trip. Like, the really skinny kid from Road Trip. What was it? He had a weird name.
Oh, that, the philosopher kid with the, like, the... Oh, no, oh,
no,
DJ
no.
Qualls.
Yeah.
DJ Qualls, okay.
Yeah. He, like, led a film.
Called...
The new
guy.
I remember
what's
that
his
movie.
Name?
Elijah Dushku, right?
Yeah, with Elijah Dushku and...
Who's the bitch now?
But
it's kind of like a Charlie Bartlett type of thing. You ever see Charlie Bartlett?
No, it's not like Charlie Bartlett.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of about, like, cool kid in school, like, running shit.
Nah. Charlie Bartlett was cool, though, right?
Yeah, whereas this one, doesn't he come back as a cool kid?
This one is such a farce. Like, this one is, like...
Yeah, it's more of like a She's All That, but the
no,
boy.
Even like it's like a silly, stupid movie. Zooey Deschanel's in it.
Yeah, Eddie Griffin, that's what it was.
Eddie Griffin, yeah.
That's right, got no game, Cage.
That's really funny. He's not trying not to draw attention to himself. Uh-oh.
I shouldn't be nervous, dear. What?
It's like, oh, I read your book. Word travels fast.
To the president.
You think someone came into the room like the day after that lecture and was like, "Mr. President, we have an update on Ben Gates. He is now a traitor."
I've been waiting for this.
No, I think it was probably just in the newspaper.
I love how excited the president.
You think that was in the newspaper?
Like, yeah, because he's a famous, like, he found that huge treasure. Which is,
I wish we got like a news report. With, like, in the corner of his eyes, and it flashed a picture of him, and it just said traitor.
Yeah, no, but I know what you're saying, Kyle. The president is, like, a historian. Like Trump would not care, yeah. Like, if you brought him that, you know?
No, but this is more of like Obama. Obama would be so into this shit. He'd be like, oh.
Well, he also said he was an architectural, like, major, yeah. Like, in college and everything, so.
Good.
Which, what architecture?
Good coincidence.
With, yeah.
I designed that building. Vote for me. I mean, it's not as crazy as certain things, but, like,
I guess that, because then you could become, like, what's, like, a, you know, head of, like, a certain department.
Yeah, I guess you could. Or you could just be, like, Trump, like, a developer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Who are we? Anyone could.
But he didn't, like, Trump might say he designed the building. He didn't. There's no way Trump sat.
He put his name on it. He didn't do yeah. shit with any of that. Are you kidding? He's not a developer. He's none of that. He's a name. That's it.
Visual approval.
Yeah, no, he did, because they're ugly buildings.
Yeah, that's right, because he has terrible taste. Good enough.
You ignorant butthead.
President gave him
or
some
arrogant,
sass.
Arrogant.
Who, the president? Or Craig?
Craig.
Oh, fucking Craig. Every time. Craig. Jesus.
I wonder what he assumes that they're going to do in there. Like, I would be like, oh. Maybe.
Well, technically, I mean,
they're gonna F.
kill the president right now.
Oh, they're going to F. He's probably like, president's getting a BJ.
Compromises a woman.
Does Cage ever play gay?
No.
No, he hasn't. Yeah. Huh.
I guess that's a new challenge that might happen.
Huh. I know there was, I wanted to see a movie where, like, maybe, what was it about? Him and maybe we're trying to figure out ways for him and Keanu to be in movies together and stuff, and I thought maybe if they were like,
they could play brothers.
Well, if they were parents and their children were dating, that would have been cool. And then maybe Cage was of a two father family, and then you could sort of do it that way.
Write it and pitch it.
Yeah.
It's not the craziest, like,
you know, I'm just realizing about this. So he's known for, this isn't like a new, like,
who?
Ben Gates
yeah.
has known that there's this underground passage that, like, then people don't know about.
Uh-huh.
That would just be, like, a cool thing to discover and also put your name onto. You know what I'm saying? That's weird.
Well,
it's very weird.
He just found it because they went through the blueprints. He didn't know it for years or something.
He thought it would be there.
Yeah, there's almost, like,
it's like a rumor.
Rumor, hearsay, and then he finally, like, found it.
Okay, but still, just the fact that, like, you, I don't know, like, as a, in between the first one and this one, you think,
yeah, but,
like, while he's, like, popular, just like, guys, let's check out, like, you probably would have a TV show or something.
No, no, right. It's like how when
it's just,
Indy.
That's odd. It's an odd thing.
When Indy's in Venice and he comes across a clue and it's for the Ark of the Covenant, and the lady's like, you sure this isn't important? He's like, trust me, I know all about that Ark of the Covenant thing. Like, let's keep moving.
I don't know. I think it was just one of these things that, like, maybe some historians do know. I don't think it's never been discovered.
Well, this isn't actually.
No, it's not really
under Mount Vernon or anything.
But look, there's nothing really in there. Is the point? You know, there's not like a treasure.
That's still a cool thing.
It's
to,
an escape
like, point
room
out to
or
people.
Something.
That would not even make news, honestly. Like, Things like that are discovered all the time.
Is Mount Vernon? I've never been to it. I'm assuming you can visit it, go on tours.
I don't know.
But they would probably just like.
Isn't that a nice new tour feature?
Because it's actually like residents.
Why to go out of the way for like a site to give them a nice new tour feature?
It's just, even at the furthest stretches, that's the minimal thing it could be.
But there's nothing in there, so.
But that's a cool.
No, but you
want
could
to
put something in
that?
There.
You're into history and you're just shrugging right now.
What is it used for? What is it used for?
It's just an escape route, really. I mean, and it's a clue. It's
that,
a clue
like,
to another clue.
That's
plenty of places
cool
have
thing
it.
For, like, and it's just
like a hat on a hat.
Yeah, it's like a hat on a hat, guys. It's like lipstick on a pig.
I would just think it was just somehow related to the slave quarters or something.
Oh, maybe for smuggling.
Yeah, smuggling. I think that's there what they go. Even say in the film.
Yeah. Because it's right by the cliff in maybe pirates.
My point was just that it seems like it was a pretty easily found thing, so mm-hmm. I would just
well, it's on the blueprint.
As someone that's very into history and then just made a big discovery would be like, hey guys, I think this thing existed too.
But what I'm saying is I don't think it would be a big discovery.
It might be something. I think I'm down with what Kyle's saying. Like, I think he would know about this just for being Ben Gates and discovering weird shit about historical landmarks and stuff, that he would just keep it packed into the back of his brain for someday when he would ever be at Mount Vernon. So maybe that's why he suggested it, because he's like, let's go to Mount Vernon.
Yeah, no, and I agree with that. I don't think he would go out of his way to find it, because that's not his priority.
No, but I think he would go, not out of his way, but it's just something he would learn in his day-to-day being Ben Gates, like, discovering
weird
shit.
Well, what's his priority, teaching college classes? I would think he would still go on, like, little adventures and be like, oh, I wonder if this is a true
secret books. He's into books and secrets and...
I don't see it.
But... See, he's giving people stuff to believe in again.
The depiction of the American president forever now is changed, but like I would say 99% of films used to have the president being such a, like an idealist like this,
dignified, right? Idealist, yeah, optimist.
Air Force One.
Get off my plane. Gary Oldman.
So good. What did I watch recently that Gary Oldman plays, like, the same character?
Oh, is it Leon the Professional?
No, it's like he's a guy. He's
Everyone!
He's a Russian. Again.
Have you seen Tiptoes?
Oh, in...
I still haven't seen that.
Tiptoes?
Yeah, Gary Oldman plays a little person. Not a joke.
Ugh. That's terrible. Is it good? Have you seen Tiptoes?
Oh, it's not good at all.
Okay.
I think that and The Beaver would make a good double feature.
You were not a big fan of The Beaver?
Mel Gibson Beaver. Have you seen it?
Gary Oldman.
I didn't see it.
I tried to watch it.
Oh, we're not doing a Gary
Oldman
podcast.
The Hitman's Bodyguard.
Oh. I haven't seen it yet, yeah.
Have you seen The Beaver?
No. Mel Gibson's? No.
Didn't it get decent reviews?
Well, it was written as like a comedy, and then Jodie Foster picked it up and was like, let's do this as like a serious psychological drama. So, it's all in the directing.
Yeah, Mel Gibson with the beaver on his hand was like my profile picture on Facebook for a while.
Okay, maybe that's why, because I'm like, I feel like you've talked about that movie.
What? The beaver?
Well, I thought you were saying maybe that's why I thought it got good reviews, because that was Kyle's profile picture for a while.
The beaver.
I like how his dad's now like the getaway driver.
Reluctantly.
There's Coppola.
61% of Rotten Tomatoes, 60% Metacritic, 6.7 on IMDb. 84% of Google users liked the movie.
Whoa. It's got a much higher
Jennifer
rating
Lawrence
than
in
I
it.
Thought. Yeah.
Anton Yelchin.
Yep.
Wow, it has that much of a cast. Like,
yeah.
Big of a...
Yeah, it was like a
Yeah, but
big...
what? How many people do you need for...
Because that was like his first movie back
John
after...
Stewart plays himself.
No, it was right before or right around the time of the hot tub incident. I think. Or, no, when he got pulled over the sugar tits incident.
No, it's after.
Okay. You sure it was after?
Yeah, no, I think you're
Oh,
right
then he probably filmed it before and it was released after.
What's the hot tub incident?
Oh, you didn't hear the, like, when he was yelling at his wife to, like, blow him in a hot tub and all that? You didn't hear any of that stuff?
I didn't.
So it's along those lines. Like, he was yelling at her to perform on him.
But why was that? Someone had a... video of it?
No, it was like audio, I think. Or no, he left a message on her voicemail and started screaming about stuff like, and that shit in the hot tub, like, what was that about? Like, I expect you to do what I tell you, and this
oh,
and that.
Man.
Yeah, I mean, the Mel Gibson tapes are not cool, so, like, I don't, you know, whatever.
Oh, man, that's...
But, you know, luckily we got Max recast, we got, you know, that failed Lethal Weapon where they recast his character twice because, like, the original guy was apparently, like,
racist,
horrible to work with, hated, yeah, Damon Wayans or Marlon Wayans.
Isn't it crazy that Damon Wayans...
And his son look exactly alike.
No, but is,
like, Back to the Future
older stuff. Than, like, Danny Glover in the
oh,
original.
Right. He looks so much younger.
He looks so much younger.
Yeah.
But
that's like the same thing. Like Harrison Ford was almost 10 years older than Sir Alec Guinness in from Force Awakens to.
He's 10 years old.
He was like 71 and Alec Guinness was like 62.
I'm more freaked out just by how much Damon Wayans' son looks like Damon Wayans. It's like total Back to
and
the Future
sounds.
2. Like they cast the same guy to play. It's very weird. If you look at some pictures of my dad when he was like in his 20s.
Which one of your five dads?
my one dad. We look, it's very Back to the Future too. Like we look a lot alike.
Wow.
It's scary.
I sound that weird because I don't, you know, look like too many people in my family.
Yeah, me, my oldest brother, and my dad all have like these very similar look.
What's the code? Is this the same code from the first DVD?
That would be amazing.
What was the number 327?
Three something. I mean,
379, 397.
The location is the combination. That's how we should have said it.
Ooh, look at that book.
It's the Secret Book of Secrets.
That's the name.
The Secret Book of Secrets? The SBOS?
All right. Maybe we should, like,
they should, there's
open
a
it somewhere
right
else.
There. They should have.
Yeah. Fox behind it?
What?
What?
What? I don't know. What did you say?
I said fucked behind it.
Oh.
Compromise, Kyle.
Could you imagine
the proper lingo?
Yeah, compromise behind it. And then you could have filled that one out.
Yeah.
With maybe some nudity, too.
Almost as tastefully done.
He still hasn't laughed.
People have, like, tried to pause it.
What, to see what's written?
See the other secrets.
Oh, they're not. They're probably not real.
Of course.
Oh, what? There's the Kennedy assassination.
Yeah.
So he also got a look at the real Kennedy assassination on the microfiche at the end of The Rock.
And Bruce Greenwood plays Kennedy.
Hey, you want to know who really
Kennedy
killed JFK?
What?
At the end of The Rock, when he's pulling away from the church, he's like,
"Oh
you
yeah."
You want to know who really killed JFK?
When The Rock was filmed, that was like a big topic of discussion.
Oh yeah, because like JFK was out around.
I heard it was a Golden State Killer.
The official paper.
I think they were, weren't they?
I don't know.
No, yeah, no, they released some, but there's nothing in there.
Okay.
Like,
the comedian killed Kennedy. I mean, you've seen Watchmen, right? It's right in the opening credits.
David Lindelof series ordered to
can't
show
wait.
Ordered series.
Oof, can't wait.
Yeah.
More Resolute Desks.
There it is. Piece. They found that piece. Come on. It seems like they're going backwards in the...
Well, no, that's the missing plank. That's the one they didn't have.
Oh, good, good,
took
good.
A picture of it.
MacGuffins.
It's so weird, like, movies
National
you've seen
Treasure
more
3.
Than once, yet aren't paying attention to, makes me feel like I don't remember what's happening.
Calvin Coolidge found it first, so you're right, an American did find it.
The Sacred Black Hills. Now, that sounds like some place from Twin Peaks.
The Black Lodge Hills?
Huh.
Oh, no.
Mount Rushmore...
So it's the Lost City of Zed is behind Mount Rushmore.
That's right, yes. Which is kind of crazy that there's like two hordes of gold buried on separate coasts of America by our founding fathers.
Hey, man.
Well
no, the El Dorado was by the Native Americans.
No, yeah, okay. But just in the idea that there are two hidden hordes of gold in America, yes.
So when was... And so in the first one, when was that stuff was supposed to be placed underneath Trinity Church? I guess when Trinity Church was built, right?
Yeah.
Was the church built?
Or ever since, they were, like, storing things little by little. They would bring it down there.
Well, that's a good question.
Because, I don't know, it's like, once we, like, had a country, why didn't we liquidate it?
Well,
like, I understand
people
it could
forgot
be lost
about
time
it.
Or something.
Yeah, I think
no, I know,
forgot.
But I'm just even saying, like, but you said, when did Trinity Church, when was it? It was after Boris.
Way before. But way before the country was
Cypher,
founded.
Trinity, I mean, all we need is a Neo.
So, that's a good, I mean, it's a good question. That, of this fictional world, but it's a good question.
This movie definitely is, has some Matrix rubbing off on it.
Has a Matrix what?
Rubbing off on it. Oh. I mean, we're talking about Trinity. We're talking about Cypher.
Maybe it's intentional.
That's what I'm thinking.
Would this be the biggest Cage Keanu crossover that's ever
if this was part of the Matrix mythology? Like, this happened before.
Take the blue pill.
Artificial intelligence spawned.
Is he in his fisherman's cap still?
That is the funniest ADR I think I've ever seen in a movie. It's just a shot of the car, and then whatever they need John Voight to say, I had to move the car around the corner because the cops were gone. No, that wasn't originally in there.
Ed Harris, I guess, cloned their phone, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was in the John Voight phone cloning montage.
Phone cloning in this movie is like the face cloning, the face masks in Mission Impossible. Like, just, you know, just what they do.
Yeah.
But I love how Mission Impossible is like, we're not giving up on the face masks of it. That is our thing.
You finally get to see it like a little bit more, like how they're made.
Technology, yeah.
Oh, you see a lot of it in Fallout, how it's made. I mean, you still don't really know. Like, you know how, you know more, but still, like, magic?
There's still magic, yeah, but there's a little less of it.
The first one, how they really show it's made, was the third one.
Yeah. I mean, it really doesn't, they really don't show you how they get the voice at all.
Like, no. They just show you how they scan face and 3D print.
But that's like, I mean, even a lot of Avengers movies then will have, like, in Winter Soldier, they have the thing that can cut through. You know,
well, also Winter Soldier, she's wearing a false face at the end. Yeah, Black Widow takes off her face, and she's like, ta-da!
But they're
and I think that's why they didn't have Robert Redford take off his face and go, Red Skull, because that was discussed. But they fit him in.
Does anyone have run?
Cage running.
Nope.
The CDs.
Cage works out. Is that a workout? Just kidding.
Woman attacked?
No. Would you consider that a close shave?
Oh, Cage shaves? No.
I have that too. I was debating whether or not I was going along with you. I mean, just because it's a close shave doesn't mean he shaves.
I don't think so!
Whoa. I've never seen anyone actually go over one of those outside of this movie. Yeah, because that's what usually happens.
It was coming up, and then...
Oh, that was happening in another movie.
Is she driving
recently.
A Mercedes?
Yeah.
Well, good German.
Wow. Someone her accent really came out in that line.
Her the good German. That was a movie, right?
Yep.
Matt Damon?
Yeah, with Clooney and Cate Blanchett. Ooh. Directed by Soderbergh.
The good German.
Oh, right. That's why I know it.
Now you remember.
I was thinking The Good Shepherd.
Oh, okay.
Matt Damon's not The Good German, is he?
Directed by Robert
Toby
De Niro.
Maguire.
Yeah, that's what that was.
That's what, but it was Clooney.
Is Matt Damon in The Good Shepherd?
Directed by Bobby De Niro.
Right.
He just turned 75 this week.
A good friend of ours.
I call him Bobby D. When I see him in person, I say, yo, what's up, Bobby D?
My city.
Bobby and me go way back. We used to debate whether we'd use the Meisner technique or Adler back in the day.
What do you use?
I'm an Adler guy, but he's a Meisner guy.
Would that be Stella?
Stella Adler.
Yeah, because I just go by I just say Stella.
Oh, you're closer with her.
I know. So, I'm lucky that way.
Sadislavski.
Ed Harris, what's up?
Was Ed Harris ever young?
You know what movie you should check out? It's crazy. It's an Abel Ferreira Western he's in called... Oh, no. I just...
Oh, no?
No, it's not called Oh, No.
Young Guns, too.
But he looks very young in that movie. Walker. It's called Walker. It's based on a real
not Texas
guy.
Ranger.
Well, he's sent by these railroad barons down to like Central America to sort of like take over and try and like run shit. And he just ends up becoming a drunk and like sort of like honorary mayor of this small town. But he just ends up running it into the ground. It's That's just kind of debauchery. Cool. It's like an acid western. It's really bizarre. But he looks very young in that movie.
Yeah, like, I can't
picture him. That's British. Yes, of course. She's British in this movie.
No, she's not. That was her accent coming through.
Well, maybe she was British and moved here and has, like, been losing the accent.
Yeah.
Like, because she obviously has lived in the United States for a while.
Yeah.
That but think about it.
An acting choice.
Why would the Gates want to ruin their American bloodline by marrying a dirty Brit? I don't get it. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow.
Mike, well, they're right just, there with you.
They're just so down
say,
about
Mike,
being
you were
American.
The racist on this episode.
No, well, that was obviously, come on, that was a joke. But I'm just saying, in the context of these characters, that's how they feel. It's like they wouldn't marry a foreigner because they're so like down with America. But then again, Cage goes with Kruger, so like she's, you know, German and stuff.
Yeah, but they didn't
enemies.
Work out. That's why you don't marry outside.
They didn't work out. Right? Oh God! All right, that's so bad.
Hey man, it's true.
It's when you use it's when you use those certain words that when I realize, okay, that sounds terrible. Words like bloodline.
Keep the bloodline pure.
Ugh.
These movies are not very politically correct, though, I don't think.
No.
Well, it's not politically correct these days to love America, I guess.
Well, no, not even that, but just like they're like these weird patriotic, like, nationalist films in some way. I don't know. They're very, very weird. Maybe that's why 3 hasn't come out yet.
No, but that was going to be International Treasure.
It should be.
So
where do you think? Okay.
But this already goes internationally. You know what I mean? Like, they're in
France.
Yeah,
yeah. They'd have
but
to find the treasure,
treasure
there. So where do you think they... Russia, right? They find the treasure in Russia.
Maybe.
Nowadays, that's how you have to market that. At most of it might take place, like, in China for...
Yeah, if they want the money, if they really want to do it, make that thing pay.
But then again, I don't think this did well outside of the country, did it?
Probably not.
Turned out, this is a very American movie.
Yeah.
They should do one, like, in every country. Well, that would be awesome. Like, every country has its own national treasure movie.
What they need to do is do one in China next so they can get the money, so that one will make money so they can make more for life.
Yeah.
So the first National Treasure, budget of $100 million. It made 173 here, 174 worldwide for 174 foreign for a total of 347. So it did
okay.
Half here, there. Half elsewhere. Book of Secrets, budget not available. Did 219 domestic, 237 foreign. So
wow,
it did even more there, 457 worldwide. These are both huge
way
hits.
Off.
Because, like, I wonder if we would watch a film.
That just
like...
sounds like such a Westworld thing to find Cibola.
Yeah.
No, you're right. Yeah, Brian, I wonder
has
if I would.
Any,
would I watch,
like
National
Treasure, yeah.
Treasure Japan? I mean, maybe. Japan's a bad example because I'm, like, obsessed with, you know, Japanese stuff and everything. But, like, yeah.
Fetish is the word.
Just obsessed. But, like, yeah, if it was, like, National Treasure Egypt or National Treasure, yeah.
But, like,
well, that's
see,
like
Berlin.
It's funny because the first National Treasure is, like, like treasures from all over the world.
Yeah. That's the thing. That's
it's
the problem.
That's like the weird thing of it. That's like
because it's been yeah,
I mean, like
colonized.
This is America's treasure. It's like Native American treasure.
Yeah.
But I mean, this is much more like America's treasure.
Oh, so what they should do is find America's treasure that was stolen and buried like in England, right?
By do
the
that.
Oil.
No, but that'd be kind of cool though. Like Saudi. England loses the war, so they steal all this American doubloon over the years and stash it somewhere. In the UK, you know, and then Ben Gates has to find it.
Or like something that was in Alaska and Russians took it before we, I don't know. Or the French with
well,
something from Louisiana,
yeah.
The French territory.
Or you could take I mean, I wonder if they would do like, not a complete underwater one, but like one about
Atlantis?
A shipwreck. Yeah.
They definitely, I mean like,
I mean,
just think about like continents that haven't been like, I mean, then you could.
No, they should just do like the Lost Continent. Like they should just straight up be like, not Atlantis, but like there's several in lore and stuff like that, but it'd just be like National Treasure, the Lost Continent, you know, and call it Mu or whatever the other ones are called. MU is another
the next
big...
one should have dinosaurs.
Well, they could do that then. National Treasure, the Hollow Earth theory, right, where they go underground and it's
journey
just
to
like,
the center of the earth.
There you go.
Crab people.
Space.
Right.
Crab people. Is that a thing?
South Park.
National Treasure. Mars?
Yeah.
Attacks? Like, I don't know.
National Treasure, International Treasure, Interstellar Treasure.
Yeah, we said yeah.
And then... I don't know what's
and then just bring it real tiny. Well, bring it real close to the final one for number 5.
Yeah, like...
Atom.
Yeah. National Treasure on an atomic level.
Microscopic.
Yeah. Quantum.
Ant-Man. National Treasure.
I forgot I had a toothpick in my beard, and I was like, what is this?
Growth? Am I dying?
Has anyone... here been to Mount Rushmore?
No, but apparently that lake isn't directly behind it, according to IMDb.
Mount Rushmore's a little bit underwhelming, kind of. It's kind of small, you can't really get too close to it.
Well, now also they, like, made it very, like, when did you go?
6 years ago.
Hmm.
I heard that there's, like, I don't know, if it was like they changed up.
They carved
like,
Trump into it.
What's that?
They carved Trump into it.
Yeah, exactly. no, that like there used to be more like nice like older like log cabin like stuff. No, it's much more modern looking now. I heard like
the not like it was in North by Northwest.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Or in Rampage.
Didn't see it.
Oh, there's a shot where they rampage past the Mount Rushmore.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
They make it all the way.
Two of them do.
Two rampagers.
Two of the three.
The crocodile and the wolf.
The wolf.
And the gorilla.
Is that going to be on MonsterCast?
MonsterCast.
MonsterCast.
Your monster movie podcast.
Oh, the one that I never.
What ideas you have that I don't know about?
I don't know about this, but I'm liking it. It's a new idea, but I've never heard of this.
I love the little amounts the only of
other,
water
bottles. Joey, full disclosure, the only other thing I'm working on in secret is Star Wars podcast. So I have a file longer than, like, the day about Star Wars.
They're so lucked out with.
This is all improv, but not improv, but, like, not in the script, this part.
They're just dumping water on things?
Yeah, like, they had to make this up as they were going along. This is one of the parts they made up.
Well, I'm about to get, I think, a maniacal laugh.
Kyle, you remember this movie very well. I have to say that.
Thank you.
You know what else that hole looks like?
Whoa, we're gonna.
I don't know, guys. Wait, I just said the line. It rests up to your imagination.
Raunchy.
To me, it looks like the eye on top of the pyramid. That's what I was going for.
Oh, okay.
The all-seeing eye. Whispering eye. Thank you.
Oh man, that movie.
They didn't. They improvised that.
This is all made. This was not. This part was not in the script like this. We could switch it over to the director's commentary right now if you want.
But not by the. Come on, like.
Are we doing commentary on the commentary?
And an eagle disappeared.
I don't know the extent of it, but yeah, like this whole part was not in the script. Just putting it. I'm just. That's all I could say. They got to this point, and they're like, where do we go?
We forgot to write how they find it.
I think because it was just one of those parts where it's like, oh, and they find the thing here, and this is very Indiana Jones 2.
Yeah.
Sepulveda. Overreaction, if no one has that.
Cage laughs maniacally.
Bingo.
Three bingo?
Three bingos.
You know, and you have a lot, but it doesn't, like, you could have more. I think on the last board you had like equal to that and
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. I should just look. Yeah, a few more.
Which is, you know. So we still have like half an hour, 40. We still have like 40 minutes left in the movie.
Do we really?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Two more.
Half an hour. Well, I guess what we're going to
do is like, but, yeah, this is more efficient. Your new board.
Well, I know he's not going to mention peaches, singing.
Well. Oh, wait.
Oh, a woman gets attacked.
He sang? Bingo.
Didn't he?
He? No, I was
in the
was
British
really,
thing?
I was really, he really
didn't
sing.
No, he didn't sing.
Not bingo.
This is what I didn't
get.
A woman is attacked?
Yeah, like during this part.
The title, line spoken, not going to get that. This is the national treasure. Book of Secrets.
Oh, wait, then I have to wait until she's attacked, but
you're
then I'll get
treasure.
Bingo.
And you're my book of secrets. Okay. Cage shaves, probably not going to happen at this point in the film.
Yeah, the compromising, Cage works out, Cage cries. He doesn't go by multiple names in this movie.
If he has a visible tattoo.
No, but I'm disappointed his character doesn't have, like, a significant tattoo. That was some kind of codex.
Nudity, drugs, alcohol. Did he drink alcohol? I don't think so.
No, in the first
last one was champagne.
Stands on something weird.
Oh, has he? He sat on the banister.
I think he stands on something weird.
Oh, he stands on something
on the tilty wilty. Right. I'm gonna mark that up.
Las Vegas is not happening, though they're closer than ever to Las Vegas in the franchise.
It's true. Than ever in all two movies.
It's as close as they're gonna get.
Adaptation? No. Did Cage eat?
No.
Was there an awkward sex scene?
No.
Billiards or bowling?
No.
He didn't wear a hat in this entire film.
No.
How about that?
And starts running we have.
Too bad Ben Franklin didn't make some kind of crazy hat you needed to wear in order to solve a puzzle.
Didn't he invent, or did he just wear the tri-corner hat?
Yeah, that was just high fashion. He invented the bifocals, though, so.
And the trifocal.
Ooh.
Is there a trifocal?
Well, in the other movie, right?
Well, those were like the quadfocals. Yeah,
there were
like,
four.
There was like five. Those were 3D glasses, actually.
That's very Indiana Jones.
Mm-hmm. The idol.
Look at these dopes.
Is Ed Harris with them?
Yeah.
Still? Okay, I forget. He dies, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy that he dies. He makes it all the way.
He sacrifices himself.
That's right. Ultimate sacrifice. He does the old Superman. Because Superman is the most iconic version of that ultimate sacrifice now. Just kidding.
You think this is a set piece or CGI?
Oh, this is set.
I'm kidding.
It's probably like lots of underneath the screen, there's padding.
How do they not know how to balance this?
I mean, you get like a little scared and you're not like thinking clearly.
I guess.
They don't all weigh the same though, so you'd have to.
Yeah, but they're all different.
Really?
Yeah.
Different yeah, that's that, what I mean. You can't just go to center. Like.
Hot couple these, to you, Kyle.
Yes. These
Gates men do not know how to treat women.
No.
That's true.
No wonder I know where he learned it.
That looks like the worst ladder ever.
It looks like it's made of bones, like femurs.
She said, what's left of a ladder?
Ready? This would be like a fun thing if there was a safe way to do it, you know, like at a carnival. Red light. 1, 2, 3, green light. Come on,
like
ladies first. Ladies and children, so that means. Chase
does
Riley.
Not follow Titanic rules.
He's a gentleman.
Come on, he landed the Apollo 13 safely.
He should be thinking.
Apollo 13.
He should be thinking harder. We're just dropping clues left and
just
right.
Just say it already.
Nay.
No,
we
Kevin
recorded
Bacon
a cool
podcast.
Thing. I actually like the thing we recorded today. That'll be out soon, and everyone can just chill.
We would do Kevin Bacon with Joe, too. That wouldn't be a me and Mike one. That would be a me and Joe, too.
Would that count as a foodie film? Because Kevin Bacon?
Bacon? Oh, and I'd have to be on a couple of those, too. He did a lot of... I feel like he's in a lot of period pieces.
David Lindhagen.
David
Everyone remembers that name.
Yeah.
Can't believe they actually let Ed Harris go first.
Well, I mean, he makes a valid point, you know, like...
Well, we're all here because of me.
He's not going last.
Mm-hmm. So that means he's going first. But, like, he started this whole thing by saying that Cage's great-great whoever was a traitor.
Yeah.
So, like, when you get to this point in the maze...
The Westworld maze?
Yeah, you take a little accountability at Harris's character. I mean, you're the reason they're trapped down there.
Later, suckers.
Peace.
History world.
History world.
Hey, Mitch.
Hey, Mitch.
Hey, Mitch, what's up there?
Yeah, I guess technically they could do a revolutionary era Westworld, revolutionary America. That would be kind of
cool.
A cool Westworld.
Cool.
It's like William. What is it? Bush Williamsburg or whatever they do.
Colonial
Williamsburg is basically Westworld.
Yeah,
that's cool.
With like the murderous robots.
I got to shoot so many people when I was there. That's awesome.
I know, and their bullets
and
don't hurt you.
And have sex with a lot of milkmaids.
A lot.
And a blacksmith.
Thank you. Charlie. No one's listening.
They're all laughing because they know Riley's going to die.
It's funny. No, Riley, that's exactly what I was thinking.
There should have been.
Instead of Ed Harris, Riley sacrifices himself.
No.
No, a member of the good team should die.
No.
Yeah, if anyone, maybe John Voight.
John Voight, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, for raising.
He and Helen Mirren go down together.
Helen Mirren, she needs to come back for the third one if there is a third one.
Why?
Why not? Because she's great. Her and Dr. Chase on their own adventure. No Cage in sight.
I could see a prequel with her. Not her. Or her
what
character.
If Cage and her played the young versions of his parents in the prequel?
Yo.
Wow, this is just really, picked up.
This is a really long set piece for something. Yeah. There's not a lot happening.
It was really slow, and now it's like really loud again.
How long is this movie?
2 hours and 4 minutes.
Yeah, this movie should be like hour 45.
Mm-hmm.
Most movies should be an hour 45.
Now, how is Cage self-balancing this?
Because the audio commentary is with Turtletaub and John Voight.
Ooh.
Wow.
The running time is out on the actual disc, not the box, for some reason.
Yeah, it's an hour, 2 hours, 4 minutes.
There you go. It's your ticket out of here, Gates.
What? Wait, what?
Bananas.
Best jump in all the Cage movies?
I feel like there's some great ones in The Rock.
That's a very jumpy movie, right?
A girl saw you do that. It's just a girl that's not interested in you. Riley.
All right, Ed Harris. I mean, can we catch our breath?
He is similar to his Westworld character. This is for the older generation. This little angle, you know. The baby boomers here. Just.
Oh, yeah. They got to get their moment. The geriatrics. The senior moments.
Little Luke and Leia moment.
Luke and Leia. It's more like a Han and Leia thing.
But they swing across, don't they?
Yeah, that's
yeah, and they swing off of Jabba's sail barge together.
Yeah, that's what I was referencing. The swing, not the...
You should know that, Mr. Star Wars podcast.
Yeah, I did. I just said it.
I don't think so.
I do know it. I just said it.
It doesn't seem like... It doesn't seem like you're...
I was going to ask if you have a name for it, then I realized we just talked about that at lunch. Don't force the issue.
Force talk? I don't know. Yeah, don't...
Force talk.
Force club.
Star Wars Forever was one, since it would go on forever, basically.
Force Folks.
A Long Time Ago podcast.
Well, I like Chatooine, but that's way too cryptic or whatever.
Chatooine, a Star Wars podcast.
Yeah. Episode Infinity.
Hey, Third Time's a Charm, Season 1 Forever is the new hashtag. It'll all make sense soon.
Wait, so... The hashtag is, like, basically the length of a full tweet. 240 characters.
What?
That's a long hashtag. Third Time's a Charm, Season 1 Forever?
S1 Forever.
No. The hashtag is just Season 1 Forever.
Oh, okay.
That's going to be after the next episode, Season 1 Forever.
3T...
TTAC.
3TTAC.
No.
Where do you get the 3?
The 3 is a T.
Oh, it's so either 3TAC or TTAC.
S14E.
No, I'm trying to put it in the numbers.
ADCF.
3TAC. 3TAC.
3TAC. 4.
S1.
Oh, I thought they swang across.
4E.
Oh, no, they do.
Yeah.
Okay.
3TAC, 4S1, 4E. TTAC, S14E.
If you're a robot, I mean, we could keep it like that.
You could do that. No.
I wish they compromised right now.
Well, Cage compromises a woman, not them, but also them.
You ever see Calendar Girls?
No, it's on my short list, though. That's where, like, the old ladies make a naked calendar?
Yeah.
That's like the full Monty sort of, like, sister film tech. Like, yeah. That's how I felt. Yeah. You see full Monty?
Yeah.
It's really fucking funny.
Did they make a second one?
Did they really? I know they made a. They did it on Broadway.
Isn't
or something.
Isn't the guy, the king and
the guy from Trainspotting?
Yeah. It's what?
The one guy, the main guy, I know him from Trainspotting.
Trainspotting and 28 Weeks.
Yeah, later. Yeah.
Yeah.
Begbie.
And then, yeah, and then the other one is...
and it's the kid, the kid's not Nick Holt,
Robert.
Right? No, that's the other one I'm thinking of, the About a Boy, Nick Holt. All those British movies are good.
This feels like a bit of a retread of the first movie. Like, it's
a
not the same kind of thing.
A little bit, except that they... Yeah, because on the other one, they had the rickety staircase.
Now they have a rickety platform.
This is it's the second thing. Instead of, like, a dead end, it's just, like, another puzzle, you know? Like, it's a big, elaborate,
well,
like, Zelda level.
And then the thing breaks, and it starts flooding.
Like, this is definitely, like, Tomb Raider right now.
That's
inspired.
A cool set. That's a cool set.
Which is crazy, because Angelina Jolie... was the first Laura Croft, and like this definitely
John
looks
Voight.
Like, yep, and John Voight was in the first one as her dad. Holy shit, forgot about that. The first movie and the new one are like very close in plot and everything.
Oh really?
I like the new one.
I didn't see the new one.
It's pretty cool.
The new one's good, but the new one's best parts are before she goes and raids tombs. It's like when she's like riding a motorcycle through downtown.
It's a lot of gold.
Huh.
It's super cool.
Isn't gold a soft metal?
Yeah, I'm guessing it wouldn't keep all of its shape, but also it is preserved down there. Hmm. That's a good question.
Wait, how did there get to be fire all the way up top there?
There was a...
Even better question.
It's like the Bengals, the eternal flame.
No, there was the thing where you light, like from the first one, like they lit it and there was like powder and it lit all around.
So they had to go over all the gold is CG'd over the set. It's an actual set, but it wasn't a gold set, so they had to gold in it afterwards with computers.
I don't think they had gunpowder though.
They didn't have gunpowder back. I'm sure the natives. I'm sure the natives figured something out that we don't know about.
Yeah, it might not be the same thing. But.
Because, I just feel like a lot of their
excuse of ruining someone ever.
I don't want to call it, like, necessarily technology, but, like, a lot of their ways or whatever, like, just, were, like, have been lost and stuff.
True.
So, like, we don't know what
they
knew.
It's clearly a more advanced society than...
Than what we're privy to.
Yeah.
Like, I think of the Incans and stuff and the Mayans. Yeah. Like, I feel like the Native Americans were like that until...
So we're supposed to believe that this is, like, within spitting distance of the Mount Rushmore?
Yes, this is under Mount Rushmore, basically.
Well, that's why they put Mount Rushmore there.
Oh, to throw everybody off the trail. Oh, was as a marker to remember where they buried the gold?
Kind of, because what would they say? They said like that there was a picture of what those mountains look like, and to ruin what the mountains look like.
Oh, to hide it, they drew Mount Rushmore on it. I see.
Yeah.
I thought we changed Mount Rushmore to General Zod and the other Kryptonians back in the 80s.
But you know what? Like, it's silly in a sense, because...
Very silly.
Why make the president's heads there? If you want to change the way a mountain looks like, you could just change it to look like a different kind of mountain. Just...
Or you could just blow up the entire mountain,
saying,
and
like,
it's like not
it
there
up.
Anymore. Well, I mean, you know, who knows why people do what people do sometimes. Like, what maniac got the idea of, like, I'm going to carve giant heads in the side of this mountain in the first place? Like,
into, like, it's, like, very Native American sacred ground, too.
Yeah.
When was, obviously after Teddy Roosevelt, but when,
I don't know.
Is that like a new
Wiley
deal?
Riley.
Might be.
Stealing a brick of gold.
It feels like some kind of, like,
Roosevelt. No, I don't think it is, though, because I don't think...
And because also, why would Roosevelt...
Yeah, exactly.
Like, right?
Yeah, he wouldn't put, like, Teddy Roosevelt.
No, I feel like
there.
He would.
No, Teddy Roosevelt was a Republican. He was a Democrat.
Yeah, but he was a conservationist, though. Like, he set up the national parks and all that kind of stuff. Like, he was really into... Endangered species.
Maybe it was done in the 20s. Look it up.
Because if you go... There's an episode of Young Indiana Jones where Teddy Roosevelt meets Indy's dad in Africa on safari and teaches Indiana Jones how to shoot at like age 6 and 7. And Indy's like, don't kill it. And Teddy Roosevelt's like, you know what, Young Indiana Jones? Like, you've changed my mind. When I go back to America, I'm going to put all these laws into place that protect animals and our natural preserves and all of our wildlife. It's hilarious.
That should be history.
That's the show.
That should be in textbooks.
Indiana Jones is like woven throughout American history in the chronicles and stuff.
Like it's like Forrest Gump.
He met Lev Tolstoy one episode, and they ran away across the Russian countryside together. Like, it's insane. He was a spy. He was a 21-year-old spy for British intelligence. Like, it's awesome.
Okay. So he's 21 in it?
Well, he goes from 8 to 21, and then I think they did an episode with Harrison Ford or something eventually.
Oh, so they're that.
It's
like,
different
jumpy.
Now because they, for some reason, they got rid of the, like the bumpers, because in a lot of them they had like this really old Indiana Jones with like one leg and a patch telling stories in a museum about his adventures and stuff. So like he lives to be like 102. And so then in other ones they had like Harrison Ford telling stories.
102
and
would be like.
He was born.
Now.
He was born in 1889. He was born July 1st, 1889, the character. Young Indiana Jones Chronicles.
Like,
well, that's an easy birthday to remember.
Yeah,
almost 4th of July.
Okay, so...
It's like you'd think Lucas could barely like, contain himself. He's
1927 to 1941, so prior FDR.
Okay, and then they...
But
looks
who
like
knows if they knew...
It. No, but like mostly during FDR.
Mostly during FDR... And who knows if they were like, oh, we're going to do four presidents. I'm just saying FDR might have said Teddy Roosevelt. I'll read a little bit more.
You think he was like, we got to get at least one Roosevelt up there?
I don't know, because they didn't have the best relationship.
Yeah, but he was considered still a good president, you know, for what he
yeah,
did.
Yeah, no, absolutely,
so
absolutely.
So could be for that. I mean, Lincoln, obviously.
I just doubt at the time that he would...
Ed Harris, not very being sacrificial
nope.
right here.
Oh, wait, he is attacking a woman, bingo. Yeah. Bingo.
Nice.
Cage starts running, overreaction, accentuating an oddly specific word. So.
Yeah, I don't
a
think
a woman
he
is attacked, and flashback.
Put a Republican as a Democrat when they were, like, being very bitter.
The president's faces were completed between 1934 and 1939.
Now, what about Mount Richmore?
What about Rich Muchmore?
What about the movie Rushmore? Hashtag high school.
Yeah, that'll be a great nice movie. Slumber party. Richie Rich will not be.
No, because they're not in high school, in Richie Rich.
You think the mom in Richie Rich is hot? Not Richie Rich's mom, like that little girl's mom.
Yeah, I just watched Richie Rich recently.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I saw it for free because I showed up to a screening of Pulp Fiction like an hour and a half early.
Like when
in Hawthorne? Yeah, in Hawthorne when it first came out. And so they're like, you just go sit in like Richie Rich if you want. And so like we sat and watched that. Then we watched Pulp Fiction. It was the second time I'd seen Pulp Fiction.
They're good
so.
Companions.
You were 17 for Pulp Fiction, though. Did they just let you in?
Yeah. The first time I saw it, we made sure to go to the theater that didn't check IDs.
Ooh.
That is Cinema 35.
I
it's not there anymore.
I do love a theater that shows in the same theater Richie Rich and Pulp Fiction.
And it was literally the same room, too. Like, we didn't
yeah.
have to move. Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's what I mean. Like,
yeah, yeah. Well, Hawthorne's always been good like that. They've never checked back when I used to go to, like, the Templex on Route 4, I had to bring a copy of my birth certificate because
Jesus
I was
Christ.
Much older looking when I was younger. And so I was one of those that had to be like, here's my actual age. You can't, like, don't charge me for an adult ticket.
Nice.
And then I remember getting carded. I think the last movie I saw at that theater was Clerks 2. It was either Clerks 2 or Hot Fuzz, and I got carded for Clerks 2.
Wow.
And that came out when I was, you know...
Well, now with AMC A-List, you get carded every time, because they need to prove, I guess, that you're you, which is annoying. Mm. But hey, man.
But I remember going, like, Clerks 2. And then there's a donkey show in the end, like a guy literally fucks a donkey in the end of that movie. So I was like, okay, I get it. Like, this is what they're checking for.
How long have they been in, like, the temple area?
Dude, like a day. Like, they've been in there all day.
The temple was really high. Like, if I was, like, I would just keep, like, going to the highest part. I don't think it's all going to fill with water.
Which is weird because the bottom part of the temple feels like the top of the temple. Because they're not done. See, they're going into another chamber.
Yeah.
Of secrets.
Yes, a chamber of secrets. So when they go back and drain this all, do you think they find the dead, bloated corpse of Ed Harris still clinging to that wheel? That's got to be a rough day.
If I was him, I would, like, I don't know, just keep on floating.
Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming.
Not that.
And they have been in this set piece for, like, 25 minutes, and I am...
Yeah,
bored.
No. I know, man. The Goonies did this the whole movie, and it felt like this feels
no,
longer.
This is definitely the worst part of the film. I like the history and the lore and even the chase that they're on, but
that's
like,
what's best about this, not the actual like
action
stuff, right? But like the mythology and the
I love learning.
Like, yeah, this edutainment. Light at the end of the tunnel,
literal light.
So
literal
do they tunnel. They don't get any treasure in this film?
No, they do. They go back for everything, and it's not even the end yet. Are you just introducing yourself to Cage's mom?
Yep. Because he was afraid of... He stood out in the hallway because he knew that she was like...
No, but he could have done it when they were pouring water on the rocks.
Well, yeah, but, you know...
Yeah, but I like that because...
It's comedy.
Yeah, I like that because, like, there's so many movies where you're like, they never introduced each other, and they...
Oh, that, like, the end of Last Jedi is the best, where it's like, hey, I'm Poe, I'm Rey, I know.
So,
it's like, duh.
So, the designer of the mountain,
last of Mount name, Rushmore?
Of Mount, yeah, of yeah. Of
Mount Richmore.
Gutzon Borglum.
Mm-hmm, Gutzon Borglum.
The Borgala.
Mm-hmm. The Borgali. Don't forget, Borgalit!
So the presidents were to represent the first 130 years of American history. These presidents were selected by him because of their role in preserving the Republic and expanding its territory.
Ah, okay. Even though Washington was all about, like, stay home, close to home, don't expand.
If he was
I'm
like
kidding.
That Washington.
What
I
was
kid,
Washington's
I
job? Surveyor
I
of
kid.
Territory. You
no,
know,
you're right. Yeah, to right, map maker. That's why he's such a great general, because he knew the whole country, basically.
All six states.
No, well, he knew the land. He knew about land.
A man of the land.
So he knew like the best advantage.
He's a good president. This guy. He plays a good president.
He's playing on the sort of like Bill Pullman in Independence Day.
Yeah. I could see that. Yeah, yeah. Very. I love movie presidents. I had a list of movie presidents.
Podcast. This president.
Yeah. The movie president podcast.
You find 40 whatever presidents and just like.
God. You know, I would have voted for Obama for a third term.
You know, I'm gonna do an entire episode on the Viceroy of Naboo for my Star Wars podcast.
Does Naboo have a viceroy?
Yeah. That's who Palpatine was. And then she called a vote of no confidence in
He was a senator.
He's a senator.
Senator Palpatine.
Oh, the viceroy is the guy with the pointy beard then?
No, the viceroy is Newt whatever.
Oh, right. Newt Gunray is
like
the viceroy.
The one
who
takes
okay,
over,
yeah, yeah.
You know what you gotta get? You gotta get one of those, like, you know, my mom used to sell them door-to-door, like the Dorling Kindles, like the DK, like, illustrated encyclopedias of the Star Wars, and like, just like...
Wikipedia.
Open to a... Well, I guess Wikipedia works now, because it's, you know,
yeah,
modern day or whatever, but just like... Click a random article and just...
And that's the day.
About,
that character.
There's Ed Harris's dead
yeah.
body.
I know, really, right. Yeah.
And there's Dolores.
That's right.
It's Westworld. See, that's what I... Like, that, I was Women. Here sort of like this. Like, because that's...
Oh my,
you're at the... This is where you walk.
What is that?
That
what is
compromising, my friend.
Wait, she's into Riley?
Yeah.
See, he gets his at the end.
She's got a nice voice.
She's very pretty. She's got a Jennifer Lawrence kind of thing. Mixed with like a...
Kirsten Dunst.
No, I was going to say
like
Roseman Pike.
Pippi Longstocking.
Like the freckles.
Pippi Longstocking.
Do you like freckles?
That's great.
I like some freckles.
Redhead. Aquaman.
Am I right?
Atlanteans. That's my Aquaman. That's my Aquaman impression now. All right.
He's Tim Allen.
Tim Allen, by the way. It's really cool that Disney still employs him. He went to jail for selling Coke way back. I mean, it was way back, but like, hey, if we're taking everybody's personal history into account, fire Tim Allen.
I want to look up who Riley's crush is at the end here.
That was a
Dr. Abigail Chase, you look great in a turtleneck sweater.
Believe it or not, this has a better Metacritic score than
is that
the
a
first one.
Really?
Really?
Is that a turtle top neck?
That's a turtle
top
neck.
Turtle top neck. So I know this, that there's one more area that they could carve another face. They'll never do it, but...
There were debates about, you know, when they were talking about putting, like, Harriet Tubman on the 20 and changing putting a lady on the dollar, they're like, we should not make it a president, they should just make it, like, a historical... woman from history or something. I don't think they'll ever do another one. I don't think they should. I think that what they should do is blast the faces off the rock they have now. Or you know what they should do in the Hollywood Hills? They should do like a celebrity Rushmore.
Why didn't we ask that?
Should be Cage, Keanu.
Yeah, who's on your actor Mount Rushmore? Everyone go around and say, who's on your actor Mount Rushmore?
Hanks.
Favorites, not best ever.
Hanks is definitely
on. I was asking.
Yeah, Hanks is on there.
Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson.
Everyone gets a separate one.
Okay. How many faces?
Wait, we each just get
four.
One?
Four. Oh, no, okay. Wait. I don't know. Let me think of four.
And only actors, not directors.
But by the time the critics...
by the time the credits roll? Yeah. Roddy McDowell.
He might be in yours. I don't know. Kyle, are you thinking of yours?
Yeah. Maybe someone like... Oh, I would go like Edward G. Robinson or James Cagney. Like, I think one of those two would have to be on there. Yeah, probably
maybe
Cagney.
Maybe Jimmy Stewart.
I'd love to be.
Oh, you gotta put me on a hill? Oh, well, fuck you too.
See, because that's where I would want, like, someone like Betty Davis on there too or something. You'd have to get...
Yeah, but we're going with four male actors. Four...
No, you don't have to.
Oh, okay.
Tough.
What do you think that woman is credited as?
That's a good question.
Riley's
crush? I have definitely passed her.
Riley's fan?
Yeah, book fan.
Fangirl? Book fan? I'd want to put Cage up there, you know, just because, like, you guys would probably want Hoffman up there.
He's in mine.
There's one person credited as lady customer and another credited as girl customer.
Oh, I think they're from the beginning.
Those are the ones probably in the bookstore.
Yeah.
There it is, National Treasure Book of Secrets, no number two in sight, except on the DVD cover.
Tourist on toilet.
Oh, it's like Edge of Tomorrow, yeah.
Glenn Beck,
Different Glenn Beck. Live, Die, Repeat. Did they ever change it officially? It's like, because that's like Ghostbusters. They changed it to Ghostbusters Answer the Call if you buy the DVD or Blu-ray or you get it digitally.
Really?
I didn't realize that. I didn't
it's called Ghostbusters Answer the Call.
I mean, I like that better.
One of the biggest disgraces of all time.
Well, I'm doing it. We're doing that because it's the third in the series. We're doing Predators.
What, Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
I don't really like
it
that much.
Are you a Ghostbusters truther?
I'm not a truther, but I don't really like it either.
What
I mean, it's okay.
Truther.
Well, I'm just saying it's the whole backlash against the female Ghostbusters.
I don't not I like really, it because they're women. I just don't like it because it's like an improv movie.
I don't like it because it's Paul Feig. It's totally into itself way too much.
I don't mind that it's
and
Paul
Feig. And for its like justifications of like why it's only women, and then like they're like and Paul Feig being like they're the funniest. Number one, then it should have been a movie directed by a woman. That would have been better.
He directed Bridesmaids.
And
yeah,
I mean, I don't know. I feel like he's I don't know. And he's not just, the issue to me. Just, but
no, it's just silly that like they do, like they wanted to make it a point like oh it's not a sequel like it's not in the same world.
Right, it's a whole new thing. On
that I didn't like.
And the big reason.
What? Sean Spicer played the Easter Bunny in that movie.
No.
What?
Sean Spicer, uncredited Easter
Bunny.
Sean
Spicer.
He used to be the press secretary. He was the first disgraced press secretary that Melissa McCarthy plays him on SNL on the podium.
What?
She drives the podium around.
Why would he?
I don't know, but I also can't find the girl who's into Riley.
I feel like someone just added that.
We're still recording. So, Brian, who's on your Mount Rushmore acting?
I only got two so far. So
it's okay. We'll have to have a culminated.
I just have Hoffman and Streep. So far.
Streep, totally.
Jack Nicholson.
Nicholson could go up there.
Jack Nicholson, that's a good one.
But I need to get
yours, Cage, Keanu, McDowell.
No, I'm going Cage. I'm going
Hanks.
He said
Cage, Hanks.
Well, this is so many from like the same generation, though.
No, well, I mean, I'm going back.
That's fine.
I think it's Lisa Sheldon. I just googled actress into Riley at the end of National Treasure Book of Secrets. The first thing that comes up is Lisa Sheldon in National Treasure. That's the scene, right?
That's it.
Lisa Sheldon.
Let's I don't know who that is. Streep. So who's yours?
I agree with those other two that you said. Those are good. Streep and
Hall. Oh, she was just she's credited as Jacqueline.
Jack Nicholson.
Her character has a name. It's Jacqueline. In case you're wondering.
Of course. That was probably in the book.
I don't know,
is there a book? Wait, did you say that? There's no book on this, Mike?
Book of Secrets? There are children's novelizations. Kirk Douglas? I'm going James Cagney. He's going on mine.
You can't say Edwin Booth and like actors you never saw.
James Cagney's going on my list because Yankee Doodle Dandy is one of my all-time favorites, and I love everything he's in, basically. I like Dames and like all those Bubsy Berkeley movies and then all the gangster films, like White Heat.
De Niro, Pacino. You like De Niro over Pacino?
I'd go De Niro over Pacino. Yes. I think that because Pacino has the Dunkachino thing that gets you off Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, but you liked him in Jack and Jill.
I love him in Jack and Jill.
You did like him in Jack and Jill?
Yeah. It's hilarious.
I wish he had done other stuff like that before, because I was just like, what are you doing in here?
How does everyone feel about Heat?
I love Heat, yeah. I'm a big fan of Heat. Heat's got a great ass.
All up in it.
We were talking about a Pacino De Niro podcast.
They're not in that many movies together. But yeah.
No, not together. Just switching off.
I hear you.
Like parallel room, and you meet at Heat.
Oh, that's kind of like what we're doing next. Hint, hint.
Except not at all.
No, the way we're switching from...
but they don't meet in the movie.
Yeah, it doesn't build to Heat.
Oh, yeah, maybe they will by the time we're done.
Maybe you'll build to that.
Huh, what would that movie be like?
So my Mount Rushmore of acting is going to be Vin Diesel, Paul Walker, The Rock, and Jordana Brewster.
Wow.
So it's basically the Fast and Furious.
Well, we know Jordana Brewster has the forehead for it.
Jesus. Yeah, so does Tyree. I'm surprised you didn't Tyree.
All right, we'll see you next time, everybody. Bye.
The Rock has that joke where he's like... Tyree goes, got enough baby oil? And he goes something like, got enough forehead? Or something like that.